This is PFW in Progress.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States. To me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. They weren't like anybody else. I mean, they did whatever they wanted.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
He was one of the most feared guys in the city. I mean, he was first locked up at 11 and he was doing hits for mob bosses when he was 16. But what Jimmy really loved to do was steal. I mean, he actually enjoyed it. He was the kind of guy who rooted for the bad guys in the movies.
Paul Perillo.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It's a very good system. There was Jimmy, and Tommy, and me, and there was Anthony Stabile, Frankie Carbone, and Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
And Andy?
And his guys, Frankie the Wop, Freddie No-Nose, and then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother.
Andy Hart.
And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy.
Some guy named Tom.
Funny how. I mean, what's funny about it? Right. Funny how. Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. I'm funny how. I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me what's funny.
PFW in Progress.
Now go home and get your shine box.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. After a week away, we are back. We took Thursday off, a little 4th of July vacation. But it's Tom, Eric, Paul is doing a backyard vacation up in the North Shore of Boston. Andy's taking his Tuesdays off, so it's the three of us, plus a couple interns that we'll talk to maybe later, Chris and Tony. So we're here. Gary's in the booth.
Thought you were supposed to be on vacation this week.
Next week. Paul gave you bad information.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Bad information. Paul, he didn't even put down this vacation. I don't even know if he put that into HR. This could be a violation. Tom, what do you got going on here? You got this little strip of something going on under your bottom.
Yeah, it's kind of distracting.
What are you growing over there?
I don't know.
What is this? You're going to be a magician? What kind of beard is that? I don't even know what that is. It's like, it's not even straight. It's not even in the middle.
I don't know what to tell you, Fred.
Tom's here.
It's the Vegas look.
It's the Vegas look. Okay, Tom's, this is his, what do you call it, a farewell tour, I guess you'd call it. 3 weeks and counting. Until
is it that long?
You don't have to go to Vegas. It's 150 degrees out here.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I thought you were leaving sooner than that.
What? I'm going on vacation next week.
And then 2 weeks after that?
Yeah.
End of July. I think if you don't take that vacation, they give you the cash.
I know, but
I think he wants the vacation.
No, I already paid for it. I wish we hadn't done that because now we're just moving there.
All right. But anyway.
Wouldn't hold your breath in
getting
that cash either.
Good thing Paul isn't here after that comment.
The email address is webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482.
543-7482. After how many years?
7 years, Fred.
What? What did Gary
say? After 7 years, you still have to look and check on the phone number.
All right. That's enough for you, Eric. Now, Eric.
Eric.
Eric has promised today's the day he's going to reveal all. He's going to open up. He's going to tell us everything that's going on with his life.
I didn't know
because
such thing.
Eric, because Andy's not here, you know, might as well take advantage of the time that Andy's
here. Could you imagine if I was single, all the stories you'd get?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if somebody dumped me, I'd just come in and say, yeah, she dumped me.
Right.
She obviously dumped you. Let's be honest. Come on.
Well, we'll get into that later. He's going to come clean today. Today is... Get to know Eric Day.
Okay.
All right. So that'll be later. But first, we want to talk a little football.
We do.
And there's really nothing going on with the Patriots. But I think the big story that I think fans want to weigh in on is this whole Brett Favre thing.
I don't think that's a big story.
You don't think it's a big story?
Well, no, the only thing going on with the Patriots, Fred, let's at least get out of the way that Ben Coates was elected to the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Thank you. I was remiss. Ben Coates was. That's big
yeah.
news. Ben Coates was elected by the fans into the Patriots Hall of Fame, the hall at Patriot Place, opening this September. He is now the 13th inductee into the hall, and overwhelming vote. He had well over 50% of the vote out of three people. He went up against Jim Nance and who was the other guy?
John Morris.
John Morris.
Although, as Tom and I were talking about yesterday in the office, we were a little bit surprised that Coates got only 53% and that Nance got as many as he did.
Well, Jim Nance is pretty good.
No, I know he, yeah. I knew he was good. Tom knew, we all knew he was good, but we thought after last year's vote,
right,
that, you know, maybe people didn't really know who Nance
well,
was.
That's one of the fears.
Maybe that helped him out a little bit this year, that maybe people knew from last year his story and whatever.
One of the fears of the old-timer writers is that, oh, you know, as more and more of these Patriots start retiring, you know, the old guys aren't even going to get a shot.
You mean like Paul?
I don't think that's the case. I think the fans that vote on this truly know their Patriots history. And if there's a guy that should get in, he'll get in. So I wouldn't worry about it. I think the system that Stacey James set up is a good system, where the committee elects three people who then the fans vote on.
These guys better get in soon. They're not getting in. It's that simple. Because once this crop starts coming through, you have no chance.
There'll always be a downtime when they're...
When?
Whenever. You know, the Patriots aren't going to remain
you got to think
forever.
A guy like John Morris
so 30 years from now, there'll be some downtime.
Okay,
right.
So then...
And you got to think at that point, people are not going to remember John Morris too well, since they don't really remember him too well right now.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. I mean,
I'm not
in other
worried
words,
about
Fred
it,
doesn't care if those guys get in. Let's be honest.
Well, you have to be retired for 4 years before you're eligible for the Patriots Hall of Fame. All right?
Yeah.
So let's say, who's next year? It can't be Troy Brown. Can't be Drew Bledsoe yet. You know, who will be eligible next year? There's still time for these guys to
Right
get in.
Now. Damn. Once that crew starts coming up, it's over because they're going to dominate.
But think about it. Who after, you know... Who will be eligible next year who hasn't already been eligible?
Doug Flutie.
If he gets in, I quit.
Oh, come on.
As a Patriot Hall of Famer? Come on.
People love him, though, Fred.
I was one of the idiots in the
if his name came up,
people love Trot Nixon. I wouldn't expect him to make the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
If his name came up, are you telling me he wouldn't have a legitimate shot of making it in?
That's the good thing about the system. The writers, I think, are smart enough not to even bring his name up for nomination.
Hey, this
and then, if it did, I don't think the fans would... He only spent, 2 years recently as a Patriot, and then back in the 80s, you know...
Hey, this is Doug Flutie.
When he was
I may
scab,
still be giving my retirement
you know,
press
after he
comments.
Came out from the Bears. But he didn't do anything with this team.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that given
what
he means
Canada.
To fans...
Well, when I leave, this is the kind of analysis you have to look forward to. Doug Flutie in the Patriots Hall of Fame from Eric Scalavino.
Not advocating it one way or the other. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if his name came up that if he came in.
There's no chance. No chance.
All right, fine.
And the fans should be embarrassed if one of them voted for him for the Patriots Hall of Fame. They should be shot.
No chance. So you know, next year, who will be eligible? I think Jim Nance might have another shot next year.
Probably.
You know, I don't see anyone who has been retired for 4 years, you know, back in what, it'll be 2004, that would be... eligible that wasn't already eligible.
Oh, well, that was a tough stretch, too, in the latter half of, if you think 4 years retired. There were some teams in
Bruce
the 90s
Armstrong's
that were horrible.
In.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the guys from that era. Ben Coates is now in.
Bledsoe's
right. not eligible
not
yet,
yet. But he will be probably, in another year or two?
Yeah, in a year or two, because it's not from the Patriots. It's when he retired from football.
From the NFL, yeah.
So he'll go in first ballot, I should
Bledsoe,
hope.
Bledsoe, yeah.
You know? Other than that, who are we talking about?
I mean, it's been 21 years.
Right? Troy Brown, but he's not eligible yet.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had more fun and enjoyment
as retired
out of this game than anything else.
Doug Flutie's still at the podium announcing his retirement.
Love playing football.
Web radio at Patriots.com. So that's big news. Ben Coates getting in. Let me tell you something. This Hall of Patriot place, I went through it again yesterday just to kind of see how the construction's going. It's going to be amazing.
How far along is the construction?
All the walls are up.
I saw that part. Yeah.
Some of the murals are up, not many, but it's still got a long way to go from where it is. But now the work gets faster. You know, it's not welding. It's not everything.
All interior stuff.
Yeah. Now it's fitting out. You know, what they call fitting out. So it's going to start really accelerating.
All right, that's enough. Strippers, we need food.
How did they ever let him get away?
So send in food. We need it.
Right.
We're hurting.
And
you know, I'm leaving soon.
Your crummy website.
These two douchebag interns are hungry.
What?
I said these two douchebag interns are starving. They didn't bring any lunch.
Yeah, so we have to feed our interns.
He just emailed back. He has offered.
Okay.
What'd I tell you?
Good man.
There we go. Papa Gino's, I guess?
D'Angelo's?
Either one. It's fine with me. put in the orders.
Give me something. I'm
all
starving.
Right. So the dirty.com is our favorite website of all time.
Number nine?
Is there anything going on in the dirty that we need to talk about?
Well,
nothing about Kobe Bryant.
Nope.
We know that.
Yeah. Something happened there under the table. Maybe he's got something on Brett Favre. I do want to talk about Brett Favre. I brought that up until Eric reminded me about Ben Coates. I think this is ridiculous.
I agree with you.
I think what Favre is doing is completely selfish. I think he's addicted to football, which is okay, but just admit it. Just say, I have to play football.
And more than that, Fred, don't hold a retirement press conference, cry your eyes out,
right,
and talk about, you're leaving the game and all this nonsense. Just go to another team if that's what you wanted to do.
Right.
Whatever happened in the days when people did things and stood by
like,
their word.
It's almost like Brett Favre wants the Packers to give him a reason to go to another team, and the Packers don't want to do that. They just want him to go away.
Yes.
You know,
if I were the Packers, I'd say you're more than welcome to come back and be Aaron Rodgers' backup.
A lot of people are saying that, you know, if the Packers ever let him go to another team, they'd string up Ted Thompson, you know, their GM, and that would be the end of him. I'd like to talk to some Packers fans, but I don't think they feel that way. I think at this point they want to move on.
It's going to be divided. There's Packer fans that a lot of them that understand the game of football and realize that they've put all this time into Aaron Rodgers this offseason and it's time for a switch. Then there's the Fred Kirsch of Green Bay Nation who thinks that Brett Favre has the right to hold the franchise hostage for as many years.
Why do you use my name?
Just the homers.
Homers. I'm a homer, but, you know, when...
Where did you come down
when
on
Tom
the blood?
Brady's
so
40 years old and his skills have diminished. I'm waiting for the next. I want the next guy in there.
I wasn't here.
We'll see
I want
that
to
time
win.
Comes.
I want to win. That's what I want to do. And I know
my argument for that would be that they got to the NFC Championship game last year with Brett Favre, so they can still.
Yeah,
win with him.
That was a fluke.
Where were you on?
I don't care. It was a overtime of the championship game. They apparently would have beaten the Patriots because
the
Giants
NFC's
had
terrible,
trouble with them.
Terrible.
Where did you come down on the Bledsoe Brady thing in 2001?
The NFC's terrible. Who's the Super Bowl champions?
Yeah, it was a fluke.
All right.
9 out of 10 times Patriots win that game.
Well, they're going to have to play another 9 times then.
This kind of reminds me of the Bledsoe Brady thing. Where did you come down on that? Because I wasn't here.
At what point in the controversy?
When it became clear that they were going to have to fish or cut bait with
Absolutely Brady. Even Paul said Brady. And Paul,
are you forgetting the part where Bledsoe can't hold Favre's jockstrap?
You want to take that,
no.
Ben?
I'm talking about
Bledsoe stunk, okay, at the end there, towards the end of his Patriots career. Favre took the team to the NFC Championship game and had one of his best seasons of his career.
And
so it's a completely different thing. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't proven anything.
And Bledsoe came back after like 15 or 16 games off and helped lead the team to the Super Bowl in that Pittsburgh game.
He threw one pass. I mean, one pass that was thrown a mile in the air, and the guy came down with a great catch.
Well, when Bledsoe first got to the Cowboys, he was pulling out some pretty amazing wins. He was putting up some points.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but it's a totally different thing because Favre was an overtime away from going to the Super Bowl last year.
Look,
that's a different
story.
There's
no doubt about it that 2 years ago, Favre looked like he was done.
2 years ago, 3 years
he
ago, 4 years ago.
Last year
was a fluke.
He got a little bit less, crazy. He wasn't throwing the ball up for grabs. He got a little bit more conservative, and they were winning games. But Green Bay won on their defense last year.
Okay, so it was a fluke. Now I'm going to give you a scenario, okay?
I didn't say it was a fluke.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to give you a scenario if you're the Packers. They start Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre goes to, Washington.
Right.
Okay? The Packers are 1-4, and the Redskins are 4-1. Can you imagine what's going to happen in Green Bay? I mean, this is a very delicate situation.
Listen, I said the same thing about the Dolphins when they had Marino toward the end. The thing that was holding the
totally
Dolphins back
story.
Was Dan Marino. They had to move on.
Gary, can you Google? Can you see if the Packers made the NFC Championship game last year? Because these guys don't seem to be getting that point.
I remember that.
When Dan Marino left, he could barely walk. They didn't go to the AFC Championship game. The Packers were seconds away from going to the Super Bowl last year. That's the difference.
All right. Well.
I'm not defending. I think Favre should go away. I'm just making the counter argument.
All right,
for people.
And if you were a Packer fan, put your Packer.
I would say thank you. Go home.
So you wouldn't want him to come back?
No, I'm just taking
Despite
the other
him
side.
Getting you to the NFC Championship,
right.
You're going to turn your back on this guy.
I'm saying what people are going to argue. The other side.
Right.
I'm with you guys. Enough's enough. Go fishing in Mississippi, do whatever you want. But I'm saying there's an argument to be made for those people
who
want Favre back.
That's the argument that they'll use, of course.
Yes.
But I think that if you voted, if the fans, Green Bay fans voted, I think it would come up, we want Aaron Rodgers, we want to move on.
I think it would be close, though.
It would be close, might,
yeah.
I think.
But I think
but
would
I think,
win.
I think the Rodgers camp would win out. I think you're right.
We should,
because of what you said, Fred,
we should ask Mike Felger.
They have a good defense. Okay, Ryan Grant came on a little bit as a running back. They have some good receivers, mm-hmm. so the fan would say, well, Favre is an experienced guy. He's the guy that can lead this team to the Super Bowl. With Rodgers, we might not be a Super Bowl contender right now. So that's what people who want to win right now are going to want Favre.
Okay. All right, well.
But I just think he keeps holding the franchise hostage, and it's not fair for – I mean, you got to make a clean break at some point.
You know, at some, let's just say they bring him back, and he starts. And after two, three games, he's back to where he was two, 3 years ago. What do you do now? Now do you bench
right.
him and you bring
and
Aaron Rodgers?
The other thing is, too, I think Super Bowls are one – I think that starts in, like, March – when teams are together and they do everything together. I don't think you win a Super Bowl starting in August. And Favre has been nowheres with these guys. You know, Rodgers has been in the weight room.
Spoken like a true Belichickian.
But Rodgers has been in the weight room. He's been working with the receivers. He's the leader now. And now you're going to have Favre just come in and say, I didn't really feel like going to mini camp. And
here's the other thing. 3 or 4 years have not passed since Favre retired. What has changed in the 2 or 3 months since he gave this big speech about he was done and the ball? What has changed about that whole situation?
Look, there were people saying, even while he was crying on that podium, that he's full of it.
I was one of them when we were doing the radio
I don't
show.
That.
You don't remember what you had for lunch yesterday, Tom?
That's a bad argument. I didn't eat lunch yesterday.
Whatever.
But, you know, there were people, and you're putting yourself in that group, Eric. That
well, he was the leader.
That said, he
led the charge.
They didn't believe it.
I didn't believe it.
I
wasn't buying it. But my point is, if Favre felt this way then, the Packers had to have known that he felt this way then. And if now they're considering bringing him back, why didn't they just get this over with back then and say, look, don't retire. We'll bring you back. What has changed that now they're having second thoughts?
At that point, he wanted to retire.
Well, I don't think he did, Tom. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he did.
Well, a lot of people think what he really wants to do is play for another team. He doesn't want to play for the Packers, but he just can't come out and say that.
They should have handled this better.
So, that's the part I don't get. Last year, there was 3 or 4 maybe better teams in the NFL than the Packers. Who's he hoping to go to? You know what I mean? The Cowboys don't want him. The Colts don't want him. The Patriots don't want him.
Yeah.
So
Chargers don't need him.
The Chargers don't. So where are you going?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Giants don't want you. So
is it
a
money thing?
But so
how can it
the
be?
Places that you hear are like Washington, the Jets, Carolina.
Right.
Those teams are nothing.
I thought the Redskins had their quarterback of the future with Jason
Campbell.
Yeah,
but if you have a chance to get Favre, you get Favre. I mean, if you want to win right now.
Did you mention Tampa Bay?
No, but that's what I'm saying. The teams that you know you hear associated with them, those teams aren't even as good as the Packers. So I don't get the whole he wants to play for some – I don't know. I just wish he'd go away
I really
and start
do.
To really annoy me.
Really.
You guys might be right, or Tom might be right, about the whole Jim Nance thing. Kamani says, you're right about the fear that the older players have about getting voted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. I voted for Ben Coates because he's the only one I remember. Jim Nance, I know, is a broadcaster.
A tradition like no other.
Stripper says, who's John Morris? When did he play? What position?
Well, isn't that the guy Paul backed, even though we never saw or heard of him?
He got mad at me.
Yeah.
I said, there's
Paul
no way
played with him.
In.
What are you talking
no
about?
No way, he's getting in. He was a 6-time All-Star.
Someone gave Paul his opinion on John Morris. So
I think he actually
now he's behind him.
When they merged, and he also made the Pro Bowl that year, too, I think. But
going
a lot of people
40s,
who really
Paul.
Do know the Patriots' history believe he was the best center that the Patriots have
and
ever
he's
had.
Not getting in.
No, he's not getting in.
Ever.
I don't think so.
I know. That's what I'm
telling
you.
That's what we were saying before.
Right.
His chances were slim to begin with.
Right.
But
right. I don't think
good a player as he may have
Look,
been.
There's a few people in the Hall of Fame now that I don't think should be
right.
in the Hall
and
of Fame.
And you actually want to call their families and tell them that they're no longer in the Hall of Fame.
I will. If I have to, I will.
We got to make room for this John Morris guy. Would you mind, you know.
I will certainly do that. If I have to do that, I'll play the bad guy. I mean, we got to straighten this out, you know.
Why don't you have Brian Morris
play
the bad
guy? The whole
retired
number thing we got to get rid of.
Awful.
We got to rescind. We got to bring back those numbers. Nobody gets their number retired.
Nobody? Disagree with that.
Maybe someday.
Nobody?
I say, but no one who has played so far.
Number 12, does he get retired?
He's not retired.
No,
yet.
Three people.
When it's time,
I
Fred.
I don't think that.
Three people. Hannah, Tippett, and right. then someday Brady.
Everyone sucks
Those
but
it.
Me.
That's
right,
it.
That's it. Because, you know, you look at the Packers. Bring back the Packers, for example. They've been around since dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they only have, like, five numbers retired.
Yeah.
And the Patriots have, what, seven? That's ridiculous.
It's for the best of the best. It's for the Marinos, the Elways,
right.
the guys like that.
Guys who
once
are
in a lifetime guys.
Guys who are in Canton.
The Patriots jumped the gun 15 years ago whenever they did that when they started retiring numbers. As a franchise, they hadn't done anything yet.
The Patriots were like, we're 1-15. Let's start retiring numbers.
Right. Yeah.
You had to do
wait
something.
Until your franchise reaches the top before you start deciding who is the best of the best. You know, the bar has been set now by Brady. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind
He's
of
the best of the
bar
best.
That you want to set to
Everyone
have a guy's
sucks,
number
but
retired,
me.
You know? I mean, look, Nick Bonacani might have been a good player while he was a Patriot, but
He's
his
a dolphin,
number
though.
Should not be next to Tom
no.
Brady.
He's a dolphin.
You know? Let's
He's a dolphin
they
who happened to play
Miami.
A couple
Plus,
years here.
Plus, he's a dolphin.
Right.
But,
you know, what the
you know,
going on
he
out
never
there.
Reached the greatness that Tom Brady has reached.
I'm
so
also
you can't
wicked
put them
handsome.
On the same level as far as, you know, retired numbers. So
yeah, but the ones we just threw out there, Hannah, Tippett, those guys are Canton bound.
Yeah, I'll go
by
that.
In there.
Those
Brady's
yeah.
Canton bound.
Yeah.
Those
are the
three.
Three best players to ever play for the Patriots right.
Right
there.
Right, and you retire the gray hoodie.
Mike Haynes would have been in that category if he didn't go to Oakland.
I agree with the hoodie, just yeah. like the hat in Dallas. They have the hat on the, mm-hmm.
yeah.
on the
right. fedora.
Yeah.
Right. yeah.
Put the little hood up there. That'd be
sure.
cool.
So that's the kind of level that you're talking about as far
no,
as retiring
wait.
Numbers. Other than that, you just can't do it.
I'm with you, Fred.
All right. So now we got to make some calls to some families. You know?
Let Brian Morey
what,
do
what,
it.
What do you got these two guys
He's
doing,
running the
Fred?
Hall.
These They're two just, interns.
This Chris Rigoli and Tony Casasanto
I mean,
are
you
here.
Got, you got Chris Ferreira telling them what to do.
By the way, the
say hello,
unbelievable.
The Italian
Kevin,
dominance
is
in PFW is
on?
Continuing, Fred.
Say hello.
How's it going, everybody?
That's Chris.
How you doing?
And Tony. They sound exactly alike, so you're not going to be able to...
But Fred, very
and
proud of you.
They had Chris Ferreira telling him what to do this morning. Then I came in and told him, just forget everything that guy told you.
Chris just graduated from Zavarian Brothers. Very distinguished academic and lacrosse career. You were an academic All-American, right?
Yes, that is
That's
that is
true. Don't be modest.
You are hyped
me.
Up on this lacrosse
and
thing.
And Tony Casasanto goes to UMass. Where
yeah.
Now, you're into porn? Is that right? No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm embarrassing him. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tony.
Well, up at UMass, I'm studying economics, doing some marketing work.
Okay, you worked at here last summer at
Worked
stadium?
Here last summer, yep, doing the training camp out with the Patriots.
So now
the,
you're inside. In
now
the
I'm
air
inside. Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Nicer.
It's a lot
yeah,
nicer,
you're not
yeah.
blowing up balloons. And
No.
Yeah. Just taking orders from Chris Ferreira.
Getting kids and their parents to sign waivers.
I'd rather be
this
out
has been
the
very
game,
helpful.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen, you're not gonna earn many fans on this show defending Chris Ferreira.
Chris is one of the best webmasters in the NFL.
Oh, that's a step down,
yep,
Fred.
He used to be the
he
best.
To be
now
the
he's
best.
One of the best.
Now he's one of the best.
Well, I don't know all the other.
Oh,
webmasters.
Come
that's
on!
Not what
you're
he
backtracking.
Used to say.
You're backtracking.
I can't imagine any being better than him.
Ferreira
despite
is quaking
despite
in his boots
what Eric
right
says,
now.
I have a pretty good memory, and if I remember correctly, Fred said you should see some of the guys that run these websites.
That's
so
true.
He has seen the people who run
I,
these
I,
websites.
True. I have seen some
yes,
of them.
You go to that annual meeting of the web people. Around the NFL. So right. you have seen, at least visually
next,
seen.
Next year, I'm going to send Chris to that.
Oh, my God. Not on his own.
He might go with you.
No, I have nothing to do with that.
He might go
no.
with you. Yeah, the two
no,
of you.
You two and John that. Rook.
No.
Eric just snarfed his food.
So Fred, you dance butt naked with a porcupine.
What's going
why
on?
Do you, Eric, why do you bring food to this show? You know we're going to
get
he's
a lunch. Douchebag.
Why
I like to
that?
Eat what I like to eat, Fred.
You can order,
you can
whatever
order
you
what you
want
to eat.
This is what I'd rather have.
Then
good,
what?
Then screw them.
Then fast
you can,
food.
You can bring that down to John Rook's show every day and eat
Such
it. Don't worry
idiot.
About it. Now, Fred.
You know what we'll do? We'll do like a little veggie platter for John Rook's show for Eric and John
what, what's
Rook.
Going
Crudite.
On with my replacement? You
what?
Got anything going here?
I have several interviews lined up for this
do
week.
You?
You do?
Yes,
for
I
this
do.
Week?
Yes, for this week. Starting tomorrow and Thursday, I have five people coming in.
Are these
anybody
established people or are they college people or...
Chris, you've never written a thing in your life. So.
I can take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Are these like up-and-comers? Are they established?
I have a mix.
A mix.
Do we know any of them?
Well,
Are they?
I don't want to mention names.
Right. You don't have to mention names, but yes or no? Do we know?
I think you know two of them.
But she's hot too. You do have some people in the mix.
I have five people coming in this week.
Good.
As of right now.
Any females?
No. I don't. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't have.
But let's be honest. There's no female is going to work here with us guys.
It'd be
with
tough.
You guys.
It'd be tough. It's a certain culture.
These people, they think we're bad on the air. You've never gone out to eat with us on the road.
True.
And, forget about
That's
it.
True. I could always eat your salad.
Right.
Gary's not there to press that pause button on the road.
So yes, I do have interviews lined up.
Five of them, huh?
Five this week.
So now that person's going to take my spot, and Eric's going to John Rook's show.
Simmer down.
As far as this show goes,
yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Why don't we let the fans decide?
Well, they decided. They
no, they didn't
you.
Decide. They didn't decide. You've gone to pfwinprogress.com. There's a groundswell. There's a groundswell.
What was it, James? What was the?
You're not even on the poll,
James. What was the vote
today
with Eric's? I know they had a vote there. Should Eric stay or go? So let's get the. We
right,
never.
But
got
there's
the...
been. But there's been a groundswell since then.
Okay. Hey, Fred.
Yep.
Allison made a good point, and James, maybe you can help me with this because I know Fred won't. You know the TV shows we've done? Well, I've never taped them or anything.
Well, I have some news about that, by the way, but anyway, go
ahead. I know, I heard you in the office. I never taped them or anything, but Allison made a good point about, like, someday, don't you want your kids to see one or two, you know, say, here, this is what I did with the Patriots, and I don't have, like, any on tape. So, James, I know you have some video. If you could put that on a DVD for me, I'd pay you for your time.
Unbelievable. You're not having kids.
Listen, she's cornering me. I don't know what to do.
Really?
He may not be having kids, but he's also not paying James for the DVD. Just let's get that out of the way.
There's no doubt about that. But what do you think about this? Faking impotence.
You could do that, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
You probably won't have to fake it, Tom.
Why don't you just, on the side, go have a vasectomy and don't tell her?
Is that a hair gel?
I don't. Then I'd have to. You
know
what?
It could be reversed.
I could fake orgasm.
How can a guy fake an orgasm?
Just pretend that it happened and get up and walk away. Jeez, I don't know what's going on. Must be me.
Next topic. Next topic.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I wouldn't want you to be a father either, Tom.
Oh, no. She doesn't understand that.
How? She lives with you.
I know.
Does she not know this?
She thinks like there's something more.
She thinks you're going to change? Does she think you're going to change if you have a child?
She thinks once I see the kid and I keep telling her it's not going to matter. I don't want one.
I think you might. You know why?
Because
of the dog.
No. Nope.
I see the way you like that dog.
No.
You're missing the main point here. I like dogs more than people.
I want to get
three more basset hounds.
Here's the only thing.
But you don't like adults, and I don't blame you for that. But when you have a kid, it's like, you know.
What if it's a girl, though?
Ooh.
Oh,
you're in big trouble.
Up for adoption.
Yeah.
But if it's a boy and it comes out to be like 10 pounds, 3 ounces or something, you're going to start getting your hopes up for that long snapper job you were talking about. So then you might change your tune a little bit.
If it's a boy, you got a shot. If it's a girl, I'm out. I'm out.
Okay. All right. Web radio.
James, for the Jay Cutler jersey came. So I'd like to thank James and all the people.
You sent Jay Cutler jersey?
Yeah, at PFW.
An orange one, too. Andy's going to be very, very jealous.
Nice.
So fits perfect.
Okay.
Chest bulging out.
Very good.
And
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
I got to give Fred props. That perfect push-up is phenomenal.
It's a good...
One of the best workouts ever.
Yeah.
And by the way there, Pee-wee, I do 300 of those and 300 crunches. So any day you want to work out with that and let us know what kind of shape you're in, I'll bring them in.
Bring them in, then.
Oh.
I say you can't do 25.
Go ahead. Bring them in.
Okay. This is something we can actually do.
Yes.
We don't have to go to a baseball field, have Paul Perillo throwing balls at us.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you guys never did that, did you?
No.
And you never played basketball with Ferreira, did you?
No.
You got two weeks.
You can play basketball at my house.
That could work. Are you going to be at the party?
Probably not.
What? You're not coming?
It depends. We have to take the dog to New York. I'm either doing it Friday or Saturday.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'll try to make it.
All right.
We're going to Vegas this weekend, you know.
So?
Come for an hour, play Ferreira, and then leave.
We'll see. All right. So you're going to bring the perfect push-up. We'll have a push-up challenge.
No,
that won't be no challenge.
I know you can do more than him. The question is, can he do 10?
Oh, right. Fred, come on.
Give me a break, Eric. I'm just going
to
be honest. Eric, I'm going to be honest with you. That's way harder.
Eric's getting on the floor.
I'm trying to tell him it's much harder than doing a push-up.
Let's see him do 10. Good form. 1, 2, 3.
Anybody can do 10 push-ups.
4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, no, that's good. Good form.
Counting Fred, that's 12.
Oh, look at him. Look, now he's showing off. Now, oh, look 15. At him. Wow, look at him. How many?
19.
19. Wow, look at this. Oh, and he's doing more. Tom.
Legs are hitting the floor.
No, he's doing good.
Perfect. You know they're going to be asking for the video camera, right?
And you go, Tom, I can do 100.
Okay, what, 30?
Now, Eric.
He just did 30.
More, but I stopped at 30.
That looked good.
My,
I have to admit.
My point is, they're much harder to do with the perfect push-up.
They are a little bit harder.
I'll give you that.
Until you start using them for a while. I had a lot of trouble working out.
Eric just did 30 push-ups.
But the... So what? I think Allison can do 30 push-ups. I mean, give me a break.
Well, I mean, you know, based on what you guys say about him, that's pretty good.
I don't think he's not in good shape. I just like the part where he says that none of us are in good shape except for him. That's the part I think is comical.
Okay.
And let's be honest. The part about him running sprints is just flat out funny. I mean, some 35-year-old man running sprints for no reason, that's comical.
He's running away from his fears. Right?
Relax, Fred.
Uh-oh. We're getting too personal.
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Web radio at patriots.com. I do have some news about the PFW TV show.
And I already know it.
Comcast, we're moving from NECN to Comcast Sportsnet this year. Comcast Sportsnet is doing a lot of
things.
Guys
are here, obviously, Fred Kurtz.
They're going to have our show.
Which is good, because I can watch in Las Vegas.
That's true.
Guys are here, obviously,
they're going to have our show.
Paul Perillo,
and
Andy Hart.
They're thinking of taping it from the museum, the Hall at Patriot Place. So that would be cool.
Oh, so you don't have to actually go to... Oh, that's...
You got that right.
Oh, wow.
Wait, now Paul has to put in a full day?
Right. Right. He doesn't get to go home early.
Well, yeah. Where's he going to hide from, like, 3 o'clock on those days?
So. Yeah, they do live shots from here every Monday.
I know. They're going to during camp, they're going to be doing a daily show. So Hall at Patriot Place might be the place where we film our show.
Now, who takes my spot on that show, Eric or the guy who replaces me?
We may not fill it. We may not fill it.
I like that idea.
What?
There's too many people on the show.
Well, that's what they said. They said that it's better with 4 people.
I agree.
Yeah. So, you got to talk in the microphone, Chris. You can't. Okay.
Or not at all.
Garrett, you order lunch?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. I'm very hungry. All right. Web radio at patriots.com.
Actually, strippers ordered lunch.
Yeah, strippers is the man.
TheDirty.com. All right.
He's got something else to plug, too.
Does he? All right. So when we get the food, we'll plug it.
Now, strippers, word is that in January you're coming out for some kind of porn convention in Vegas. I'm going to need to be a part of that.
Oh, that's the AVN.
Yeah, the AVN.
Video,
yes. If you're going to be there with girls, I really need to be a part of that. A big part.
I hear that's a good event. You know, Howard Stern always talks about it, you know. So that's their, like, Oscars, I guess.
I could care less about
the
event.
They actually break
down
the movies into categories
in the women.
Like best BJ and all
yeah.
that stuff. It's unbelievable.
Best male part.
Next topic. Yeah.
See, this is the kind of censorship I won't have to deal with when I leave here from Gary.
Yeah, well, mini Gary just be laughing at
that. Yeah.
You won't have a radio show when you leave, though.
No, we're gonna.
You're gonna have a radio
yeah.
show.
We're using that thing that you said.
Oh, Blog Talk
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah, that thing's great.
Nice.
Looked into it.
Okay.
So pregame.com is gonna have a radio show.
I'm starting it.
Really?
Cool. That's great.
I mean, it's not going to be anything like this right off the bat. This is, you
yeah,
know, as good as it gets. Yeah.
But I'm sure that a lot of our listeners will tune in, and if they like it, they might become regular listeners.
Yeah, we'll be talking football.
It's like you're working a hair salon, and you move to another hair salon, you bring your clients with you.
I guess.
Right?
You go to a hair salon, Fred?
No, although, but really? I know of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Could have used about anything there, like lawyer or doctor. He chose hair salon.
All right. Is that a hair gel?
All right, so we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll get to your emails.
For pride, honor, and victory. The best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant in Boston. A four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. For pride, honor, and victory. The best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net. And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
Tom's back.
You must have a lot of work. You got an intern now, huh?
Well, Sushil's just be here until Thursday or Friday.
What are you, Sushi? What are you, Iraqi?
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here. Eric's still going through his food. What do you got there, Eric?
Salad.
Salad.
Yeah. You want to eat my salad?
That's nice. Do you ever eat meat? Do you eat meat?
We had elk meat 2 weeks ago, Fred. You remember that?
And you had some?
Yes. Okay. Don't be silly.
All right. Okay.
Fish?
No.
You don't eat fish?
Don't start with that again.
What?
You've asked me that 10 times on this show.
Why don't you eat fish?
You've asked me that 25 times on this
show. Have you ever answered it?
Yes, every time.
Why don't you eat fish?
I don't like it.
Of course he didn't. It's
a
yes or no question. He doesn't answer
those. It makes you sick. How about like tuna fish?
I don't eat seafood, period. Anything that comes from the sea.
Is it a religious thing? Or?
No, I don't like it. It makes me sick.
What do you do on Friday?
Macaroni, spaghetti, anything else?
All right. So Eric's eating his salad.
I love that crap.
I like the way you dip the bread in there and you know.
You should try it.
Work it in with your fork.
You should try it, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Thank God Andy isn't here today.
Yes, amen to that.
All right. Talking a little bit about Brett Favre. We all think that he should just go away.
Yes.
Ben Coates into the Patriots Hall of Fame. That's on the table. Let's see. Now, Tom, you were talking last Tuesday about driving out to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Have you figured that out? How you?
Yeah, we're
that?
taking a truck and we're hauling the car behind us.
Okay, because Doug from Blackstone says, I hope you don't need this. But here's some tips about how to back up a trailer.
Oh, I'm not backing up nothing.
He says, first you should use your side mirrors. Since you'll be driving a box truck, you won't see your Kia anyway. The general rule is to put your hand on the bottom of the wheel and turn in the direction you want
the trailer to go. You could probably stop this, Fred.
Have Allison point the direction the trailer needs to go and then turn towards it.
Why am I backing up, first of all?
You're never going to back up?
Never. Not once.
Okay.
Never backing up.
Okay, so you just got to make sure that when you stop, you get into a place you can just keep going forward.
There you go.
Okay. And you're going to have your car
Yep.
On a what do they call? What are they?
One of those dollies.
Type of pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
We're all set.
Put it in neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's something you want to do, and take the emergency brake off.
Okay.
That's a tip.
Yeah, I'm never backing up because if I do, I'm getting in an accident. I don't like driving big things like that.
Okay. Doug says, either way, I wish you and your family the best. You'll be missed. Whoever replaces you has big shoes to fill.
Agreed. Thanks, Doug.
Let's see. I had another person who...
I think you read that email on the last show, by the way.
Let's see. Tom, who's this from? This is from Mr. T in Portland, Oregon. He says, best of luck in Vegas. It's going to be weird not hearing your nasal twang coming through my speakers. I know a guy who moved to Vegas for a career move as well, but in flair bartending, and he loves it. You ever hear flair bartending? This is one where they juggle
like
the
cocktail,
like Tom Cruise and cocktail.
Yeah.
He says he's one of the best in the world now.
Wow!
So who knows? Maybe we'll see you on ESPN in a few years. So I didn't know that they got rated, but I guess this guy's really good. Remember that movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
You mean like
we just mentioned
yeah.
3 seconds ago?
I was listening to Tuesday's podcast, and Tom was talking about renting a truck to move to Las Vegas. If you haven't looked into this yet, consider a pod. It's a storage container that they drop off at your current house and fill it with all your
crap. I know what it is, money bags, and I don't have $5,000 to do it. So
is it that much?
Yeah, it's expensive.
He says it's less than a mover.
He's wrong.
Okay.
We got the quote. I don't think they overquoted us, so we wouldn't. I mean, we called them and the pod. I know what it is.
He says, I drove from Mass to Oregon in a rental truck towing my car behind me, and the mountains can be pretty nerve wracking.
Not going over the mountains.
I won't be doing that again. And would you really want to be stuck next to your wife for that long anyway?
No, but we're not going over the mountains. As soon as we get into Denver, we go south, boom, right through Arizona.
So you're taking the southern route?
No, I'm going through Nebraska and everything, but once we get to Denver, you go south and then over, and you miss the mountains.
So, why don't you go south all the way and like go through New Orleans, make it a vacation?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to, with my dog and my wife 2 inches from me for 5 days, I want to...
It's going to be a miracle if Allison survives this trip.
Pulling a car with a budget truck, I want to go to New Orleans and
the woman is a
else.
Saint, first of all, for marrying you. Let's just, you know,
yeah,
let's
either
get that
saint
out.
Or stupid.
Did you know that they met on the internet?
Yes, Thomas told me the story.
Yeah.
Very touching.
And you refuse to try that. It is a gold mine. If I was single, I'd be all over that. I can't believe it took me that long to find that gold mine. I mean, I told you about the girl I had sex with on the picnic table up in Lake George.
Yes, you did tell me that story too.
Eric's spoken for. And a little
later, hell he is.
A little later, he's going to give us the update on that relationship.
I just wish he would try. I mean, it's a phenomenal way. You get to talk to people over the internet first to see what they're like. And girls don't lie. The only people on there lying are the guys. The girls' profiles are usually true. It's the guys that you have to worry
right.
about.
I really do think, Eric, if you got some sex, you'd loosen up.
I do, too.
Thanks, Fred.
You know,
thanks for
help.
Looking out for me.
It would just relax you.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you get all this pent up.
What in the hell is going on?
Gary's right. Read some emails, for the love of God.
Bill Morris, I don't think he's related to John Morris, but he writes in. He says, Tom, glad to hear you're feeling better. Good luck on the move. I was reading Ask PFW, and I noticed you talked about watching film with Bill Belichick. I remember reading about that in The Education of a Coach. It got me to thinking, do any of the other guys have experiences like that with Belichick? Maybe a story that you don't hear about in the news.
Well, we all did. I mean,
everyone.
It was the media he brought. I said that was probably the best thing from my time here. Was just when he's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame, I'll be able to turn and say, I sat in a room and he broke down Lawrence Taylor and Joe Montana. I mean, that was a cool thing. You weren't here yet, Eric,
no.
But that was he showed us LT. Knowing that the play was going to be a running play and running to the spot. And then he showed Joe Montana. They had the perfect defense called. Everything was done perfectly, and he still threw a touchdown pass. And it was just stuff that you could never see on your own. And then he showed us stuff of his father playing.
Yeah, Elway.
Elway. He showed us, you know, the deep outs that Elway would throw compared to the shorter passes
right.
Montana.
Now, I loved it when he explained Elway. You know, Elway would take a 12-step drop. And just sit there, and because his arm was so strong,
just fire
he
it.
Could take that yep. deep drop, give himself time, and just hit anyone on the field, whether it's cross field, cross his body, it didn't matter. But only you know, only certain quarterbacks can do what he did
right.
because of his arm strength.
Now, what was the context in which Bill did this?
Well, it was Christmas time, and, you know, the Fridays, there's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Instead of just asking him stupid questions on Fridays, he took us in and showed us film. It was right after his father had passed. It was year.
Mm-hmm.
And he had film of his father playing, and then he showed us some Giants stuff and some 49ers and some Broncos stuff. And it was just interesting watching him, you know, break everything down. It's stuff that, you know, with the naked eye – even though LT made that play, mm-hmm. you would never know how he got from A to B unless Bill told you. So it was interesting.
It was good. He did it twice.
Yeah, two times.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I think Tom's level, his standard
year,
is pretty special.
Bill also says, who wants to bet that Eric's girlfriend is not actually a girl at all? It's actually the guy with the afro on PBS who paints all those happy trees.
He's
Bob, dead. Bob Ross?
Yeah, he's dead. It could be him, though. You never know. About the fans not being as knowledgeable as we think we are, I think that Boston sports fans, this is a big debate Paul and I had the other day, I think that Boston sports fans can sit down and have an intelligent conversation about a sport and know what they are talking about. Yeah, I may not be able to tell you which Gap Junior Seau just shot,
neither
but I can
Paul.
Tell you who it was against, what the score was, down and distance. I can tell you who's having a good season and why. I can tell you Brady doesn't look right. So I think it's just a matter of perspective.
Don't you think Paul's a little pompous, though?
Paul,
a little bit.
Paul just – but here's where Paul's argument falls short. He believes all the writers in Boston are homers.
Right.
And he believes the fans don't know anything. So really he's
pompous.
Saying the only person who knows anything is him.
Him.
You can't listen to the writers and you can't listen to the fans.
He doesn't like the
so
fans.
So he's the only one that's right. That's – and he and, – if he just said that, just say, look, I'm the only one that knows anything, then it would be the end of the argument. Because that's really what he means.
I can't wait for him to – oh, you're on vacation next week.
Right.
Oh, so he won't be here to
– that's really what he means. You know, now, I agree with him to some point that, you know, people say, oh, Boston sports fans are the smartest fans in the world. I think that's true when it comes to their own teams. But I, when it comes to a national perspective, I don't think the – Boston sports fans are as knowledgeable as, say, New York fans, mm-hmm. Philly fans, Chicago fans, because I think those fans have more of a worldwide perspective. We are very parochial. We love our teams. I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm not a baseball fan. If the Red Sox aren't playing, I'm not watching.
But when like, for instance, when the Yankees come to town, Red Sox fans know who's on the Yankees roster. They know how well they're doing. They follow their arch rivals. So, like in football, nowadays, you would think Patriots fans, may, if your argument is correct, that they don't know nationally or on a league-wide basis what's going on, they know what's going on with the Colts.
Not that much. I even with the Yankees, I you know maybe some of the real hardcore baseball, but I most Red Sox fans, they couldn't tell you who their number two pitcher is.
I
don't know. I would
with
disagree
that.
With that, Fred.
Every Red Sox fan knows the Yankees mm-hmm. up and down.
I don't yeah. know.
And you should know
I
that, Fred,
know,
because...
I just think they know they don't like the Yankees.
When we were... One day, when we were traveling to the radio show when baseball was over, they were going through the Yankees' full roster on the radio.
Oh,
remember
okay,
that?
Now, that's another thing. You can't take what the people who call on radio say as that's what all fans think or say, because those are the exception. Those,
I'm know, not just going by radio,
those
Fred.
Those people that call those radio shows are the hardcore fans.
I think
I'm going by
I think
fans
you're crazy if you don't think that Red Sox fans have an eye on the
yeah.
Yankees.
Oh, they have an eye, but I don't think they know Yankees. They don't. They know the players.
I'm
like,
not going by those Yahoos that call
they don't
into
know
the radio
Giambi,
show.
Jeter, and A-Rod.
I'll tell
it's
you.
Not like they're the Royals, Fred, where they're calling up guys from Double A.
I'm going by people I know who are baseball fans. Either
you don't
Red
know
Sox
anybody.
Or
I agree with that. That's the end of that argument.
So he wants me to talk more, and then he stops me with that argument.
I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry I said that. That wasn't nice.
No, you weren't. You're not sorry.
But why doesn't Paul like people? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. It's...
Because anyone who ever wants to know Paul's point of view on a certain thing, just listen to talk radio, and whatever they think, like everyone thinks, like if everyone thinks Manny was
right.
out at second,
a
Paul will think that he's safe.
He's a contrarian.
Regardless.
I don't know anything.
He is a contrarian. He's and Andy just, you know, is a rabble.
Second
he's
just,
ball
Andy's just making himself laugh. That's
no, you're right.
Rodney's second ball looks every bit as majestic as the first.
Yep. But he just should admit that he's the only one that knows anything. And God forbid the subject's baseball. He played baseball at BU.
I can't wait for him to come back.
I'm thinking he's listening now. I'm trying to get him to call in.
He's not listening now.
No, he's not. Beth would kill him. She'd hit him over the head with a toilet
seat. Does she run the show there?
Oh, are you kidding me? Why do you think he's like that with us? He gets, you know, he gets his brains beat at him when he gets home.
You never know. He can just whack off.
Let's see. Anthony from Maine, in case you guys need a sports topic. I was watching game one of the NBA Finals. Boy, this is an old one now. I was pulling out my hair when Mark Jackson said that Kobe was now on the level of Michael Jordan and deserved to be mentioned with him. I hate the way we could be so fickle as fans and forget the players of the past, but I also thought it was great to know that watching MJ meant I was seeing the best that had ever played. I'm of the opinion that we are watching two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Manning and Brady, but I don't have the background to argue for them. I haven't seen many of the greats. I was just wondering how you guys think they will rank when their careers are over.
Well, the way I get around this is I use a very specific wording. I say, the best that I've ever seen. It's hard for me to tell you how good Johnny Unitas was. Mm-hmm. I never saw him play. People think Joe Namath was overrated. Mm-hmm. That may be the case, or Lynn Swann. That may be the case. I can't tell you that. I didn't watch him
play. And watching NFL films doesn't really help you.
No, because it's highlights.
Right, it's highlights. It's slow motion.
Based on the highlights I saw, Lynn Swann was great.
I was a kid. I was a big Jets fan back in 69-70 because I was living in New Jersey. And so I watched with a kid's eye Joe Namath, and he was my hero. I mean, that guy was Dan Marino way before Dan. I mean, this guy, he could sling it. He had games where he threw for 450 yards. Literally.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Being fair, he also had games where, you know, he was like Brett Favre, throwing it up for grabs and trying to take it all on the shoulders. He couldn't run worth a lick.
Yeah!
He had bad knees. You know, but he was probably the best pure passer this game has ever seen.
Yeah!
Joe Namath was. But I don't think he was as good as Tom Brady. I don't think he was as good as Peyton Manning. I don't think he was as good as Joe Montana.
But guys that you watch, like, you can argue. If you watch both Montana and Brady, you can argue who's better. But if someone came in and said, I think Unitas is better than both of them, and you didn't see him, it's hard for you to argue against
that's right. One I don't know. You know, Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I know a lot of people
Sammy
say.
Baugh.
I know a lot of people think Connie Hawkins was one of the best basketball players they ever saw. And
right.
I mean, I don't know anything about Connie Hawkins.
You ever read the book Foul?
No.
Good book. You'd like it.
I don't read. But I mean, for me, you know, it's all Jordan. And anyone who thinks Kobe's as good as him, watch Kobe play defense.
It's ridiculous.
That's the difference right there. Jordan played great defense. Yeah. Kobe doesn't even know what defense is. Forget about it. So that's not even close.
Jordan also had that quality in great players. Brady has it too, where they make other players on their team better.
Right.
Kobe does not make other players on his team better. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, they went to the NBA Finals.
They did.
Other than that.
Yeah, but in general.
It's just stupid, though, because Jordan was, he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy. I mean, there's guys from the past that you could probably argue against him, but they always try to say he's the next Jordan. Mm-hmm. LeBron, he's a great player, but to be the next Jordan, that's going to be tough because when that guy got in money situations, whether it was a pass or a shot, he hardly ever failed, and that's the difference.
That's all true, and he won the championships, which I think is still very important when you're judging how great a player someone is and how well they can lift their other players on their team. And Kobe doesn't rank, I'm sorry.
He won championships.
But
with
Shaq. As far as the quarterbacks, you know, I think, you know, despite however good Unitas was, I think Manning and Brady will go down as two of the greatest ever.
They'll be in the argument with a handful of other guys.
We're very fortunate to be watching at a time when both of these guys are in the league at the same time. You know, that's why, you know, we've had the debate Brady or Manning before. It's kind of a stupid argument because they're both great.
It's if you live in Indy, it's Manning. If you live here, it's Brady.
They're both great players, but Brady's better. Let's see. Next email. I noticed Slater's contract seems a little high, Matthew Slater. I also noticed that he was signed before their last draft pick. Does this say anything about their projections of him making the team? My gut feeling is that Izzo is on the hot seat this preseason. Also, with Willie Nelson Andrews kicked off the team, has anyone been signed in his place?
You want to know what's funny? You know how, like, when you're here, like, people are talking about Slater making the team?
Mm-hmm.
When I leave for Las Vegas, I bet you it'll take 2 months before I know whether or not Matthew Slater is on this team, and it would be if he made a tackle on special teams. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how irrelevant it is. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? That's what I say. They're going to be whatever they're going to be, with or without Matthew Slater. Seriously. I just, who cares? Is Tom Brady going to play? Is Randy Moss going to play? Good. Let's
go. Well, that's why this show, we get to delve a little deeper.
Extrapolating from that Larry Lizzo was on the hot seat because they signed a fifth-round draft pick.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
I mean, you want to see who this guy without a position.
Terrence Wheatley is intriguing because he could step in, maybe start at corner.
We kind of know what Terrence Wheatley, what his role is going to be and what he's going to be vying for. I have no idea what Slater's going to do.
I do. Get cut.
Okay, well. You wanted to say something, Eric?
No, I was just saying to make the leap that because he signed before any of the other draft picks, that makes Larry Izzo on the hot seat.
That has more to do with his agent than anything else.
Yeah, Slater's agent.
Right.
Right. Yeah, Larry Izzo, let's remember, has been a captain on this team the last few years. If he's on the hot seat, I'd be very surprised. I mean, yes, he is getting older, but he's carved out such a niche for himself on this team. I wouldn't make that assumption based on a rookie who, like Fred said, doesn't really have a position yet.
Right.
Is going to force him to be on the hot seat. Let's calm down with that a little bit.
Colin also says that he thinks that all the Packers fans who want Favre to come back are being very selfish.
Very foolish.
Right. If it was Brady, the Patriot fans would be thinking with a clear head.
Another person, RJ, who's from Nevada.
Yep, RJ from Nevada.
He says you should go the southern route, not too much longer, and it's flat. Stop in New Orleans. Make it fun.
Nah.
Tom just wants to get there.
Tom doesn't like to have fun. Let's also state
15
that.
15 hours a day, baby. Get there in 3 days.
Let's see. Caroline from the city. Now, I don't know where she's from. She writes in, and she says, I know this is a little early, but I'm going to camp this week and won't have access to a computer. Eric, I have come up with two things that will help you on the show. A lot of fans are on the edge of liking
personality?
You. A lot of fans are on the edge of liking you, but you keep doing stuff that makes them not like you. Here are some tips that will help. Okay, number one.
What camp is she going to, by the way? What's that all about?
You need to be more open. Band camp, maybe? I don't know.
That can be interesting.
You need to be more open. All of the other guys tell almost everything about themselves, even if they are in a relationship or not. Last week, a fan wrote in and asked about you and your art interests, and you said, don't worry about it.
That was, in my defense, Fred, that was Kamani, who does that to goad me. So
the fans want to know you better. But you are not willing to open up and tell us about yourself. You have a lot of potential to be one of the favorites of PFW, but you will only achieve this if you open up. Two, you need to fight back. All the guys bust each other's balls, but when they pick on you, all you do is just sit there. You need to fight back. Be like Fred, Paul, or even Tom and fight back when they say something about you. You are too easy to pick on. If you fight back, you will earn the respect of PFW and the fans. Eric, I'm not trying to bust your balls. I'm only trying to help you.
I agree about the favorite part, Eric, because with me leaving, there is an opening. Your competition is Paul and Andy. And let's be honest, the listeners got tired of them years ago.
That was actually the 14-year-old.
All right, food is here, and it's from strippers. And, of course, when strippers sends food, he always has something that he wants us to plug. And this time he's plugging his site, AdrianPeterson28.com. That's AdrianPeterson28.com, featuring the rare limited edition 2003 Palestine High School football DVD featuring Adrian Peterson's senior year highlights.
And how does he get mixed up with these people?
And you can pick up the Adrian Peterson fathead and all his jerseys.
How does he do this?
I don't know, but it's AdrianPeterson28.com.
This is legitimate then. Officially sanctioned by Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. Oh, it isn't? Oh, I don't know. No, a lot of people do contact strippers to do their websites for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I say Adrian Peterson isn't one of those people. Strippers?
AdrianPeterson28.com. So fatheads, DVDs, all kinds of stuff on that site.
You really would have to be a ridiculous fan if you're buying someone's senior year of high school DVD highlight. Is that what it was, Fred?
Yeah. Palestine.
There's those kinds of fans of Adrian Peterson. Viking fans are
unbelievable.
Absolutely love
No, just not Adrian Peterson, just a fan of any athlete in general. You
Andy
want their
has
high school?
Mendenhall.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Viking fans are absolutely, you know, going crazy over this guy.
And they should.
Right. That's what I'm. Those are the kind of people that will buy that.
Wow.
I think that if we had a DVD of Brady in wherever he was, Santa Clara, in California, I think people would buy that. People, this, I remember when Bledsoe was on the team, there was people that anything that was his picture was on, they'd have to buy, the collectors. Whether it was a yearbook cover or a ticket book or anything, if it had Bledsoe's picture on it, they had to have it.
That was really good in junior high,
too. Those things are worth a lot now.
Well, I mean, that's what they did. Callie Girl's on the phone. Callie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm kind of sick, so I sound all manly.
You're sick? What happened?
I
got
the
bird flu?
What did strippers give you?
Heck no. No bird flu. People die from that.
Oh. We hope you don't have it, then. How about Ebola? You got Ebola?
I heard it was Eric's Get to Know Eric Day.
Well, Fred decided that, Callie. I've yet to decide if that's going to happen.
Here
comes the
I
awkward
think we
flirting.
We should start having an Eric fact of the day so we can find out, get to know you.
A fact of the day? Like a calendar?
Yeah.
Like a little rip-off calendar?
That's a great idea. I love it.
But
give,
facts
give us
about
a fact,
Eric, not like facts that you know because you know everything.
That's true, Callie. You're smart. You're smarter than you let on sometimes. You know that?
Oh, whatever. And Tom,
I just paid her a compliment. She's saying whatever. Come on.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No.
Oh, say, Eric, tell us a fact.
It sounded
about
awkward, awkward
yeah,
flirting.
So,
awkward
so tell
flirting.
Us a fact.
Tell us a fact about you.
Something we don't already know.
Something you don't already know?
Yes.
Oh,
which
God.
Isn't much.
All right, you're putting me on the spot. Give me a few minutes to think about it.
I like
okay.
your boobs.
We'll talk about Tom on YouTube.
Well, here's a, Eric start. Only has
Tom's
one
on
nipple.
I saw a thread.
I don't know if anyone knew that.
You start doing YouTube.
Don't make up lies for me.
I'm on YouTube?
No, that you should start doing YouTube, putting up videos on YouTube.
Why would anybody want to see a video of Tom?
No, for your new job in Vegas.
Where's this?
Your new job?
On the website.
Don't ever say that again, or I'm going to stick this inside you. I'll take a look at it. I'll see what I can do.
What else you could do? Because then we could, you know, keep up with you while you're in Vegas too.
What kind of videos would he put up, Callie?
I got to say, I take a pounding.
For what?
Either that, or I could just go to that website and let you guys know how I'm doing.
That's true.
I can't believe
any
I'm talking
yet,
to Tom Fuseli.
Don't worry, I'll come up with one. I'll
He's
come
still
up with one.
I gave you a few minutes, sorry.
He has to come think of now. Something really, really smart. Anything, Eric. Any fact.
I studied Japanese for 3 years in high school.
There you go.
How's that?
Okay, that's
people,
cool.
You just watch them on the street or like
no disrespect.
The language,
Fred.
Oh, the language.
Yes, how to speak the language.
No disrespect to the Orientals.
Yes,
I
Bill, no disrespect.
For 3 years.
So that'll know. Help your pompous stereotype.
I know, right?
So is it true Ohio means hello in...
Ohio gozaimasu, yes. That means hello.
Okay.
Ohio is short.
Ohio gozaimasu, what?
Gozaimasu.
Gozaimasu, okay. That means hello.
Hello.
Study Japanese in high school. I was banging girls two at a time in high school. You're studying Japanese.
You were doing no such thing, by the way. No one's
How
buying that.
How do you
that.
Know, Eric?
All you have to do is look at Tom to know that that wasn't happening.
Oh, see, now that's good, Eric. Good.
I love young girls.
It's that's... good because Andy and Paul
I have pictures.
Are there to... Keep them quiet.
That's true. You can't get a word in edgewise with those two guys. You got to admit, Callie.
I'm intimidated by them.
Not intimidated, but you can't get a word in edgewise. The two of them are competing for all the airtime on this show. They suck the life out of this
And nobody room. Likes either one of them.
Exactly.
They suck the life out.
Yes.
Well, Callie, we hope you're feeling better.
Well, when Paul starts telling a story at 10
now,
after 1, it usually ends around 1:45.
This thing that you have, is it communicable? Is it something
is it
we
contagious?
Should
doesn't know what that means? I will
is,
guarantee
is it something
she does not
we should
know what
want
that
strippers
means.
About.
I think strippers gave it to her.
Oh.
Strippers gave it to me.
I don't know.
They really gave us lunch.
Oh, I heard. Subs.
Yep.
Hello?
That's you.
Is that it?
That's you, Callie. Is that all you got for us?
All right, that's Callie Girl from her deathbed.
Wow. Wow, come on.
Or
Fred.
Mine.
All right, so... We're gonna get to Eric a little later. Kamani says that you are showing some testosterone this morning, and now you should start talking about your girlfriend.
Okay, thanks.
He's still breathing hard from those 30 push-ups.
All right, what we're going to do is take a break, and we'll be right back.
For pride, honor, and victory, the best clubs in Mexico take on the best of Major League Soccer. The summer's greatest soccer tournament is back. Superliga 2008. The rivalry continues.
New England Revolution versus Santos, Sunday, July 13th at 8 p.m. New England Revolution versus Pachuca, Wednesday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 617-931-2222 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Taylor Twellman, Chalry Joseph, and the New England Revolution. Take on the best clubs of Mexico in Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net. 1-877-GET-REVS or visit RevolutionSoccer.net.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
All right, welcome. We're here. It is Saturday, April 26th, and finally, draft day is here. And this, of course, is PFW in Progress's draft extravaganza. We're all here getting ready to do what we do on draft day.
Now, Andy Hart breaks down the NFL draft.
And the Patriots are sitting there with Ellis, either draft him or trade.
Or Mendenhall.
One.
Scouts, Inc. agrees with me.
They have Mendenhall as
two.
The third best player available.
The there's no way he gets past the Jets at this point.
Oh, Mendenhall?
Three.
Ryan
or
and McFadden. Yeah. Maybe Mendenhall.
Four.
Everybody here thinks the Jets will take Golston.
Rashard Mendenhall available.
Five.
For the record, Scouts, Inc. has Ellis, then Mendenhall, then
six.
Rivers.
I gotta think
available.
This is a guaranteed trade.
Rashard Mendenhall, best player available.
Seven.
But who do the Cowboys want?
Rashard Mendenhall.
Eight.
What does Cincinnati do here? Rashard Mendenhall?
Nine.
Chris Williams or that Brandon Elbert.
I'm going Rashard Mendenhall.
Ten.
Who's Dallas a target?
Rashard
maybe.
Mendenhall.
Yeah. 11.
You think Mendenhall. He's dumb, but he's smart, and he knows who the best back in this draft is. Rashard Mendenhall.
12.
I still think teams are going to kick themselves years down the road for passing on Rashard Mendenhall here.
13.
Well, terrible pick.
Why?
You left the best running back on the board in Rashard Mendenhall.
14.
If they take Rashard Mendenhall, it's a steal at 14.
15.
Start writing the story now in 5 years about looking back how they could have had Rashard Mendenhall.
16.
The news is the Lions got Rashard Mendenhall, hopefully.
17.
Arizona could get Mendenhall.
18.
I just can't believe Rashard Mendenhall is falling like a stone.
19.
Rashard Mendenhall dropping like a stone.
20.
If you're Tampa Bay, do you take Rashard Mendenhall?
Yeah, but if I was any team in the last 15, I would have taken Mendenhall.
21.
Who's on the clock? Tampa? If they don't take Rashard Mendenhall, I'd be disappointed in it.
22.
I mean, Houston trading back up to get Mendenhall.
23.
Now, is this definitely for Mendenhall?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? Yeah, I got to say it's for Mendenhall. It's got to be.
24.
If you draft Mendenhall, he can be complimentary.
25.
Then you have Mendenhall, who I think could be a franchise bat.
26.
Pittsburgh, Mendenhall.
27.
Mendenhall, and I can root for the Steelers with Roethlisberger and Mendenhall.
29.
Lime is Swede to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers select Rashard Mendenhall.
Sorry, but the Patriots became the second best team in the AFC right then. Mendenhall is ridiculous here.
30.
He's only said that's a terrible pick, the last six picks, until Mendenhall went. Then he collapsed wildly.
Yeah, Eric, and you're supposed to be the gay one.
Who's on the clock?
By the way, I lost interest once Mendenhall got drafted.
All right.
And that's the draft coverage you can look forward to without me here.
That was with you here.
That was Gary's best work, ever. On the show.
That makes me laugh harder than anything Gary
does. Every time, too. Every time.
Hey, Gary, can you put together a best of Casale or something for me?
That won't take long.
Well, we will have to do
it. I already have it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to do seconds. A show, you know, a goodbye show for Tom. That'll get huge ratings.
I may cry.
You might cry?
I may.
Well, I think Tom's.
Don't
Tom's
be like
level
Andy.
His standard is pretty, pretty special.
All right, back to the emails, webradio@patriots.com, and the phone number 508-543-7482 on the phone. is PJ Naccarelli. PJ, how you doing?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, I just called in. I don't listen live. I listen to the podcast. I just called in. I don't really know what you guys are talking about, but to say goodbye to Tom. Congratulations, man. We appreciate everything you do for us.
Oh, thanks, PJ. It's I'm going to miss you guys.
You're the only Cowboy fan I don't hate. I dislike you, but I don't hate you.
Thanks.
If you knew him better, you would.
Yeah,
PJ.
I'm sure you would. But of course, I might put the Cowboys down more than any human being on earth. So that's probably why you like me.
Yeah, right. You're one of us. But saying that, I just want to. I had a couple comments I want to disagree with you last week.
Okay, just a couple.
I've heard you guys say it before too. Tom made a comment saying that telling the fans not to get excited about the regular season and records and beating up on teams. But I mean, that's kind of what being a fan is. I mean, if I have to wait to the Super Bowl to get excited, it makes the football season not very fun. You know what I mean?
No, my point is that you already got those now. You know what I mean? Like, who cares what they throw for why? I just think overall we kind of got swept up in that last year, and then when it came time for the Super Bowl, you know, they didn't win it. So what does it all mean? You know,
right.
one of my favorite teams ever that I ever saw was those Charger teams, the Eric Coryell Chargers. And they're kind of known as that team that was fun to watch but didn't win it. You know, and I'm saying the Patriots have many more chances to win a Super Bowl. Let's work on things that's going to help them in games like that. Like, where was Lawrence Maroney? You know what I mean? We kept hearing that when we need to run it, we can run it. They needed to run it in the Super Bowl, and they couldn't run it. So late in games, maybe work on the running game a little bit instead of trying to get Wes Welker's 110 receptions.
Right. I mean, big picture, you're right. And I guess from a team standpoint, you're right. But as a fan, you know.
No, I understand. No, I hear you. It would be like me saying that Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record really didn't mean anything. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're saying.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like you guys haven't won a playoff game in a while, the Cowboys. That's
right.
Like, you know, you coming to Philly and beating up on the Eagles and then saying, oh, but it's not a big deal because we haven't won a playoff game. It's something to get excited about. It's just part of being a fan, you know.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I thought you started spending too much time with Perillo over there, so.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Good point, PJ.
No, I'm not saying fans shouldn't get excited, but last year it was kind of like the Brady beating Manning's record to kind of prove that he's better and everything. Listen, I think people already know how good Brady is. You know, it doesn't matter if he throws for 52 touchdowns, 35 touchdowns. It doesn't matter. I mean, we all know how good Tom Brady is.
Damn right.
So I just, they got all the records last year. This year, I'd rather have them rest some of their guys when they have big leads. They have a lot of veterans on this team. You know what I mean? A guy like Wilfork, for example, who takes most of the snaps, maybe instead of beating the Dolphins by 50, you beat them by 35 and give guys a few snaps off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess we agree. We're on the same page. One last thing. Tom, are you going to be rooting for the Patriots from now on? I mean, did you ever root for them before, and are you going to – Are you got a little place in your heart for him?
Oh, yeah. I'll always watch. I mean, like I was telling
depends on what the spread is.
Well, I was telling Eric, the good thing, like, I'm getting my DirecTV installed next Wednesday when I'm out in Vegas. And the good thing is when the Patriots are up 31-0 in the second quarter against the Chiefs on opening day, I don't have to watch that game anymore. But, no, I'll definitely always follow the Patriots. And, you know, they've already won the division. They're in the playoffs. So, you know, you look forward to that. But if they go to the Super Bowl and they're not playing the Cowboys, I'll root for them.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, man. Congratulations again, and good luck out there.
Thanks. Take care.
PJ, all right. Nice call. Wishing Tom the best. And, you know, PJ does bring up a good point. You do, Tom, as well, about, you know, really it's the Super Bowl that you're playing for. But you know my feelings about this year. I want utter decimation. I want to humiliate opponents. Okay,
did that last year, Fred.
No,
for pretty
not
much
enough.
Most of the
not
season.
Not enough for Fred's liking.
No, not enough. I want cities burned to the ground. I want women raped.
Oh God! Fred.
I want
Fred.
Oh, I want to leave cities burning. Absolutely humiliated. You know, I want to go down as the baddest ass team ever.
Has he realized yet that his mic is not on?
Because
I don't think he has.
I've had
Tom. I don't think he's realized it yet.
You know, all these other teams, they think they're tough. You know, the Buccaneers and the Pirates. Well, you know, that whole pirate ship in the end zone at Disney World thing. That's great for the kids.
You know, Gary, cut your mic off.
You've been talking for the last 30 seconds without a mic on. You know,
he drew the line after the rape. After the rape,
the Raiders think the Raiders think they're tough. They got a bunch of guys dressing up like Darth Vader. They're nothing. We got a senator up our ass with a flashlight. That's how bad we are. We are the baddest ass team ever. We're going to embrace that. No more Mr. Goody Two Shoes Patriots. We're a bad team, and we're gonna kick your brains out every time we
Fred
play.
Playing to the female demographic. I know.
What is wrong with you?
Not really, but you know.
No, just in a
figuratively.
Yeah, sure.
Figuratively.
What the hell are you talking about?
I want them feeling.
Can we start using the N-word another time?
I want these people feeling like we took away their manhood when we leave their town.
We did that last year, Fred.
No, not. I want it even worse. Now we're going to do it.
They played two close games.
Here's what I want.
No, listen to me. Last year, people accused the Patriots of running up the score.
And they're not going to do that if they do what you said?
And I don't think they were really, but this year they're going to do it on purpose.
All right, here's what I want, okay? I'll trade all of that for a Super Bowl victory.
We're going to get both.
Well, we thought we were going to get one last year.
Okay, but we're going to get both.
I'll settle for the ring.
You can never guarantee a Super Bowl. It's just impossible to do. There's too many things that can happen. But what you can guarantee is you're going to go in each game.
How can you guarantee
looking
that?
Looking to humiliate a team.
How can you guarantee that?
Looking to humiliate a team.
I think they did that last year. I think they went into every game looking to humiliate
their opponent.
Now we're going to
be intentional. I think it happened by way of the game. I don't think it was intentional. This year we're going to be intentional.
You don't think it was intentional?
No.
You don't think Tom Brady was trying to throw a touchdown every time he threw the ball to the end zone?
No, I don't think they went out with the idea that we're going to humiliate you.
Right, like when they put Brady back in after Castle threw an interception in Miami.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Things like that.
That was a more of a statement to Matt Castle. We're not going to put you back in this game if you're going to screw it up for us.
Yeah, I was at the game.
So did they have to run no huddle offense with Brady throwing passes down the field to score another touchdown
in the fourth quarter?
Look, we're giving
now, Fred, I personally don't care. I'm with you. All this running up the score crap, I think, is a joke. I don't care if the Patriots beat teams by 60. Makes no difference to me.
Right.
But
we just want them
like
to win the last game of the season.
Say. Keep your eye on the prize.
Yes.
And the prize is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way the Patriots look at things, only today matters. You know? So let's you know, humiliate them today. And we'll worry about the Super Bowl tomorrow.
But I was watching that Steelers game over on the NFL Network when they started throwing the ball to Welker with like 10 minutes to go. Don't you think a great statement in that game would have been for Bill to say, the Steelers pride themselves on being one of the toughest teams in football. Mm-hmm. We're going to line up. We're going to run that ball down their throat right now. Mm-hmm. And don't you think that would have given Maroney and the offensive line some confidence going as the season?
It might, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing that the only thing I would criticize. Because I think you could have made it. The Steelers were done in that game. They were absolutely done. You could have done whatever you wanted to that defense. They were out of gas.
I know.
And I think it would have been a good opportunity for Bill to say, we're going to ram this down their throat.
And maybe they would have, but, you know, Morris was out. Maroney was nursing an injury. Maybe they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, things. Because I think they have the capabilities to run power offense when they want. I just think they went to it a little bit too late last year against teams like the Jets. That's not really where you get it from. You know, I think they could be more balanced. I think you're going to see that this year. That's why I think Brady's going to throw the 32-33 touchdowns.
I'd like to be the first team to score 100 points
in
the NFL in a game.
All right.
Just win the Super Bowl. I don't care if they win by
his first touchdown of the season. I say amazingly because this team has now scored a total of 47 touchdowns.
I don't care if they win 3-0 every game, 3-2.
But I understand.
As long as they win.
I understand PJ's point about that. I'm not saying you shouldn't get involved as a fan. I'm saying don't let that take away from the prize. You know what I mean, is the Super Bowl. Because if you remember the Cowboys in the 90s there, Aikman always got criticized. He doesn't put up huge numbers. And
right,
I always said, start of NFC Championship game, he'll go 12 for 12. Every time, he'll go 12 for 12. Like, that was my
– Right.
And, I
and
think
he won
still
those
that's,
games.
Right. And that's what matters. And I think the Patriots understand that, and they just got upset. That was just what happened.
You know, there was a time when I think as Patriots fans, you know, we were all always worried about respect. You know, because for so long the Patriots didn't get any respect, and we started getting good.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in the early years of being good, the Patriots fans still didn't feel that they got respect.
Well, after that first Super Bowl.
Then when it got to the point where the Patriots' greatness was undeniable, then the whole Spygate thing happens, and now the Patriots fans are back on their heels again. Now I'm saying forget it all. Forget about the respect. Forget about winning fans over that you didn't have. You know, if you want to be our fan, you're welcome. But you're going to be on a fan of a team that's a badass team. That's what we are.
You're amazing.
You know, you can't fight it. If you can't fight it, then go with it. Go with it. You know? Pot smoking in the parking lot. Who cares?
What?
No, it's raping women and smoking pot.
Cali Girls says, Chris Simonelli says about Cali Girls' phone call. Well, if that conversation does not cry out that Eric is gay, I don't know what does.
The awkward flirting.
Nothing awkward about
see,
it.
See, Eric, someone like me who was who's ugly can date cheerleaders in high school because I had something they call a personality.
No, you
you're
don't.
Ugly without
you
a personality.
No, you don't have a personality.
Who's the most popular person on this show?
That's because you vote for yourself 85
no,
times.
No, you can only vote
polls.
For yourself once. James,
you
email
found a way
in,
to do
James
it.
James, email in.
You found a way to do it.
People love me because of my personality.
No. You vote
I'm
for
still
yourself.
Ugly.
You vote for yourself on those things.
You're
I know
right.
how you act.
Did you read the PFW reviews when we got them? Do you think I put in all those reviews?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I saw Tom at the Panera down the street going to people's laptops when they weren't looking and voting for himself.
You're just jealous like Paul. I don't know what to tell you.
I honestly don't
need
to be jealous.
Don't be a jealous old man like Paul. Come on.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not
Stripper
old.
Says that his AdrianPeterson28.com site is not the official site.
Okay.
And he also asks the question, if we could buy DVDs of Randy Moss in high school, would we? Yeah, that would be a pretty good DVD, because can you imagine what he did in high school?
Did he mention anything about the porn thing in Vegas?
No, not yet. Oh, someone's at the door.
Hey guys, it's Cali Girl.
How you doing?
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day.
Okay, filling in for Andy Hart, the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day is embracing the turtle. That's embracing the turtle. To engage in...
embracing? No, you're not supposed to give the definition.
I just wanted to see the look on
Gary's face. It's for Fred. You can read that.
Yeah.
Eric, you suck diddly.
Who's that?
This is from Joel. He says, oh my God, I can't believe that someone wrote in and said there was a possibility that Eric could become the favorite on PFW. Jesus, I rank him right up there with Mini Gary. Eric, you might be a good artist, but as far as radio personalities go, you don't have it. You're like a broken down lawn tractor sitting on bricks out in the sun. You've been broken too long to be worth fixing. You're like that middle-aged dog that you try to put in obedience school, and after a few weeks realize that it's a waste of time, and you just take him out in the woods and put him down. Oh, that's not nice.
I like dogs, and I thought that was funny.
Today's show blows major chunks. You guys should give your check back to Fred and apologize while simultaneously whipping yourself and chanting, "We're not worthy." As much of a bonehead as Andy is, the show just isn't the same without him, and I can't believe I just said that. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I packed it in a while ago, so I could care less.
Well, what do you feel about that, Eric?
You told me I wasn't supposed to be offended by those kind of things.
Well, Joel has a tendency to be vicious. He's written in before. He's very vicious.
Well, when you're 45 and you live in your parents' basement, what do you expect?
And he'd know about lawn tractors up on bricks in New Hampshire.
Let's see. I don't know why Chris is saying that, but he says, well, Fred, nice knowing you.
Because of the two ridiculous comments you made within the last 10 minutes.
What's that?
About rape and pot smoking.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's a radio show, Eric.
Oh, that's okay then?
Yeah, say that on all radio
shows. The views
shows.
On this radio show do not necessarily reflect those of the Patriots organization.
Or the individuals who are on the radio show with the person
that's
who made
fine.
Them.
That's fine.
I actually kind of back them.
That doesn't surprise me.
Dan in Fairfax, who says, I'm working on a list of great Tom moments. When is Tom's last day on the air? We're going to miss him.
The 29th, Tuesday the 29th is my last day.
So,
meaning the second this show is over, I'm out of here.
So Dan has always done yearly
yes.
great moments, but he's going to do a special one for Tom.
Thank you, Dan.
And no one remembers what we've said better than Dan has.
Well,
not even
us. The guy that does the year-end thing?
I just said that.
Will it be in poem form?
I don't know. Have to ask Dan Heffern. I just had a sudden urge just to jump in my pool in the backyard. I don't know why.
Semi-retired.
Yep. It's very hot here.
Semi-retired.
I think because you know that you're going to probably be asked to leave after those two comments.
It could be. I might just drown myself there. If I had a garage, I'd just Sit in the car, close the garage door.
Do it out in the parking lot.
No, you got to have a closed.
Yeah, oh, you do?
Yeah. If you just sit in the parking lot with your car running, you can't really kill yourself.
You just waste gas if you do that.
Well, I just thought if the windows were up and you were enclosed in the car, that did it.
No, that doesn't do it.
What in the hell is going on?
If I was going to do it anyways, I'd blow my brains out. You just have some, have some pride.
Yeah.
Put a, you write yourself a nice letter, explaining, telling everyone why you're killing yourself, basically because of them. Make them feel like crap, and then blow your brains all over the place.
Oh my God! I shot my eye out.
That's a good one. I like that. Let's see. Who is this? Yemi from Texas. Do you guys think the Jets will trade for Brett Favre if he comes back? How will this affect the balance in the division and the AFC? Do the Jets become Super Bowl contenders?
No.
No. And something interesting about the Jets I meant to share. I forgot the guy's name, but I was doing my Ohio State research. And there was a guy last year who's a senior this year who's going to take over Golston's spot. But he was supposed to be Vernon Golston last year. He was supposed to be their primary edge rusher, and he got hurt in spring ball. So Golston, kind of took over that spot again. But this guy was actually about to beat Golston out, which I thought was funny since Golston ended up being a top 10 draft pick. So just something to think about when, a lot of times in college, when you have teams like Ohio State, you can put anybody in those spots with any kind of talent, and they're going to produce.
Right.
So
there's just so much around
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting that Golston might not even have had that much pass rushing opportunities if this other guy was healthy, and then here he goes in the top 10.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Mike writes in. Mike is in Florida, where it's cooler than it is here right now. My question is on Brandon Merriweather. What role do you see him playing in the secondary this season? I thought he did a decent job in coverage last season, but had stone hands and dropped many potential interceptions, including one in the Baltimore game that bounced right off of his chest in the fourth quarter. Didn't we come up with an Urban Dictionary word for that?
Brandon Merriweather.
His balls off the chest.
Yeah.
Right. Is it possible he could be switched back to corner and play Hobspot, who is nothing more than a nickelback who lets receivers get in his grill and own him on every play? Thanks, guys. Best of luck to you and your family, Tom. You'll be missed in the show, but at least we have Andy, who is freaking hilarious and makes the show along with Paul and Eric, who will soon be leaving to join Rook on Patriots playbook, The Stray and the Gay.
He can't help himself.
I didn't write it.
Looking at your face.
Oh, no.
No,
you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, oh, that's terrible.
I still like Checkmate, but people wouldn't understand it.
No, I think to answer his question, I think Merriweather is going to be the wild card in that group because he can play both safety or corner and has played both safety or corner in the past. And with Tank Williams coming on board, that might give them, if he pans out the way it looked like he was going to in spring practices, that could give them the leverage they need if they wanted to, if they needed to put Merriweather at corner, which they might not have to given who else they brought in. But if they do, it's
are you done babbling?
What, just so you can hurry up and say something? Yeah, fine, go ahead.
First of
go
all,
ahead, Tom. No, go ahead.
This
yeah.
whole,
I don't know
not,
football like
I
Tom
not,
Cassali on this.
You don't. You're not
right,
even
no,
close.
Right. Yep.
You couldn't carry my jock strap,
no,
let's
right.
be
yep.
honest.
No, you're right. Go ahead.
First of all, we saw Tank Williams do drills with nothing. I mean, he didn't go up against any offenses, nothing. And all of a sudden, this guy is the next superstar in New England.
I said
okay,
if.
I'm not saying. I'm just talking about in general. That everyone's got Tank Williams penciled in as like this Pro Bowler for some reason. Second of all, from what I saw last year, Merriweather didn't play in any corner because he can't play. In those preseason games, he looked lost. And it's different playing corner in college than it is in the NFL.
And he was a rookie. Let's not forget.
No, I know. But if you would listen to my point, maybe.
Oh, like you didn't want to listen to my point that I was making earlier. Okay,
you just kept
babbling. No, go ahead.
You have no point.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Yep. Why don't we ask the fans, do you want to hear Eric's point or my point when it comes to football? Let's have a vote. If Eric gets one vote, I'll quit.
Can't fight.
Here's the thing. The Sooners used to use Roy Williams to cover the Texas Roy Williams, the receiver, as a corner in college. So that just goes to show that you can develop schemes in college to use different guys at corner, which I think when you say, well, he covered Calvin Johnson in college, that means he can play corner in the pro. He just looked stiff. He didn't look good in his back pedal. Weren't you there watching
yes,
the games?
Yes, that was last year, Tom.
Yeah,
I'm saying with
Tom,
a year under his belt, it might be different this year.
Oh, I guess with 7 years under his belt, Roy Williams is going to be a good safety then. I don't know. The guy's not playing corner. It's the Eugene Wilson situation. Every year here, when I'm not here, just remember this. Everyone's going to say, is Brandon Merriweather going to play corner? He's not going to play corner. He's going to start at free safety. End of story.
Going to start at free safety.
Start.
What about James Sanders?
He'll be the rotation guy. It's going to be Harrison and Merriweather on opening day. Put it in the books.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
What are you so mad about? Look at him.
But the fans don't want you to sit there and shake your head. They want you to go at it.
Yeah, we had some good back and forth there for a while. Then you get so mad, you just stop talking.
You know how I throw out the bait and reel Paul in, and
it works pretty well.
And we get into it.
Yeah, it does work with you guys.
Yeah,
you were going good. I mean, you had some shots in there.
Fred, you don't even believe your own crap.
Cormac from Ireland writes in. So after Tom's plea, I felt compelled to write in, though I don't have much to say really. I found Eric's website. Hey, Eric. Those pictures are pretty awesome. Are your portraits of the guys making the T-shirts or not?
No, they're not.
And what the hell is happening with those T-shirts? It's like Fred has seriously dropped the ball on this one. It's been months now.
Semi-retired.
No, we ordered
them. Semi-fired after today.
Wait a minute, we ordered them, right?
The T-shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I ordered a whole bunch of them, as a matter of fact.
Do I get a free one?
We might. Yeah, we might give you one on the way out. I also saw in your blog, this is to Eric. Eric, you have a blog?
On the site, yeah.
Oh, it says, Eric, I see your lucky number is 6. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you're like a third of the devil or something?
I feel like it on the show sometimes.
I also saw on your blog that you say
59.
You say the pictures you took in Egypt will soon become new paintings.
Yes.
So does this mean you're going to paint your fancy lady next to your Egyptian sphinxster? And will we finally get to see her? And, hey, did you show your photos of Egypt to the guys?
Yes.
If you did, surely you have some of her and Tom.
Yes, they
would
saw
have
them.
Seen what she looks like.
They did.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yep.
So she is real.
Yeah.
You moron.
I never saw the pictures.
Well, because you don't care about such things, usually.
Neither do I. How the hell did I see it? Oh, I actually
you
saw
came
a
running
of
over
her, of her, yeah.
So she does exist. But hey, Eric, I voted on PFWProgress.com that she did exist, so I believe you.
There's a vote?
Thanks, Cormac.
Yeah, there's a vote.
There was a vote.
I mean, but we don't know. It could have been a picture
of anything.
No, it was
thing.
Not. There
the
was more than one picture.
I know why 6 naked. Is his favorite number, Fred.
Any naked pictures?
Stop it, Fred.
I know why 6 is his favorite number.
You're already fired
number.
Anyway, so you don't care.
You know like those heart necklaces that they have where one person takes half, the other person takes half?
Right.
Well, Eric's boyfriend has the 9. So it was 69.
A 69. Anyway, as I said...
You didn't have to explain it, Tom. We got it.
As I said, I got nothing really to say. Tom, you're getting a bit of a hard time on the forums for saying some stupid stuff during your time with the show. Hey, we all say stupid stuff sometimes. I hope the guys throw you some Tom retrospective special show on your last day. We will. Gary's working on it.
We got to work on the Fred last day retrospective,
well,
too.
You won't know when that's going to happen.
It's going to happen after today. You only have 27 minutes left.
I just won't be here one day, and that'll be it.
Yeah, that day will be Thursday, because at 2 o'clock, that's it for you.
That's it. That's it.
After what you've said in this last hour.
I haven't said anything bad. It's all figurative speak.
You better hope so.
Literal.
As the HR people told us in that two-hour snooze fest meeting, it's not intent that matters.
Well, I think... We've had this discussion in this show and where, you know, people have said, oh, you know, maybe you want to clean it up a little. And then our fans get back to us and say, don't ever do that. This is why we listen. You know, the fans have spoken. Right? That's
our
demographic.
Better tell that HR manager that then.
I am actually thinking, though, of putting up a little...
Disclaimer?
You know, yeah. Something.
Don't listen to the show if you...
Some of the material on this show is not intended for...
All of it.
You know.
Due to some sexual content,
exactly.
Parental discretion is advised.
Steve from Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom, I want to wish you luck on your new job. It sounds perfect for you. I've checked out your stuff at pregame, and I see you are not high on my Huskers this season. I can't say that I disagree with you. Bo Pelini needs a year to get that defense going. When I was reading your college football stuff, I was thinking how much we will miss your analysis during the draft. Who will Paul steal all of his opinions from? Is there any way you can fly back once a year for the draft show? That would be great because I think that's the one area we will all miss your analysis and opinions the most. Get it done, Fred. And by the way, how did you come up with the name Tommy Ryder? All right.
Use your imagination.
Oh, see, now I always know when Tom's up to something because when this stuff
I'm not up to anything.
Tom's looking at me like, okay, so you caught me.
All right. What's up?
Come on.
Up.
What's Tommy Ryder?
That's my alias there.
Oh, boy.
That's my.
Why do you need an alias?
One of his 75 aliases.
Because Fred, when you give out a pick, and it loses somebody thousands of dollars, they don't want you to be able to get that person's phone number by calling information. So
Tommy Ryder.
Yes.
So when we see Tommy Ryder, we'll know it's you.
So yes. that'll be used for about 10 minutes.
But how did you come up with Ryder? Why Ryder?
Well, what happened was when I signed up to the forums, they want, you know, you have to come up with like a nickname. And I didn't know what to put. So I was watching, whatchamacallit, the Christmas show, Christmas Story.
Yeah.
So I made it Red Ryder was my.
I got you.
And then when I signed on to do it, he said, we'll keep the Ryder part and add your first name.
All right.
So that's where that came from.
Tommy Ryder. Wow. What would be your pseudonym if you were on?
I haven't given it any thought, Fred.
No? Eric the Red?
There's nothing
Eric
red,
the Leg?
No.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
You have to participate, Eric.
I haven't thought about it, Fred. I don't know.
This is the point now.
He's not very quick on his feet, is he?
Now this is where we're gonna get to know you. As promised.
I already gave you the fact of the day.
No,
earlier.
No, but
what, that you didn't have sex in high school?
We want to know how things are going with Delaware.
I don't. Why? Why
it's
do you
over,
know?
Fred. It's all over.
Know?
It's all over.
How are things going? Is it over?
It's over.
I wouldn't say it's over.
So you're clinging. Is that
no.
It's very hard to maintain these relationships.
It's over.
It's nothing bad to say if it is over. Because I've been, you go on vacation, you come back, and it just, it's hard to maintain that. So there's
Christ,
nothing
even
wrong
I've been dumped
if it's
before,
over.
If you can believe that.
It's just slow, that's all.
It's slow.
Yeah, that's all.
She wants to take it slow, and you'd like to speed it up a little.
Don't play that music.
Based on age and everything. I know how it works.
No, age has nothing to do.
Your biological clock is ticking?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
No? You've somehow found the fountain of youth? You've slowed down the aging process?
I wouldn't say that, but, you know.
Well, this guy's a fountain of information.
So it's slowed down in terms of correspondence?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, it's hard to.
It's hard. It is.
It's hard to expect an 18-year-old to, you know.
I agree, Gary. I agree completely. Let's move on. Next topic.
To still be interested. It's hard.
He's never going to make the transition.
I've tried. You need to do what Tom said and get on that internet.
Oh, that's great.
You know?
I'm thinking about doing it again, and I'm married.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing it again.
Not yet.
I'll bet you there's some sites for artistic people to get to know each other, like-minded artistic people.
You go on there and see the women that are on there, you'll be stunned. Because it makes sense if you listen to me. Girls, when they turn 23, 24, their friends all start getting married and having babies. So then where are they going to meet people? They don't go out to – a lot of them don't go out to bars and everything once they graduate college. So I found where they all were. They're on that internet dating stuff. It's amazing. And everyone you talk to says the same thing. Well, my friends, you know, they all started to get married and having kids, and I'm still single. It's the same freaking story all the way around. And it's leave it to people like me to take advantage of them.
Stripper says, Tom is nuts. Derek Strait covered Roy Williams. So
I bet you he didn't. And if you want to go back to that game where Roy Williams jumped over the top, if Roy Williams doesn't cover him one-on-one on a lot of those plays – strippers, I will give you anything you want. Anything. Big mouth. Mr. Sooners over there thinks he knows everything.
Taz from Toronto. First off, Fred's rant while his mic was off was classic. So no one heard that?
After rape.
Oh.
Not after we here endorse rape. That was about the end of it.
Secondly, do you guys think Mayo will sign before camp? If he doesn't, do you see Woods or guys like Rudd? And Crable, if he signs in time, getting more time and possibly winning more playing time if they play efficiently. I know that Bill puts the best players on the field, not just the highest paid players.
I'm going with history here, saying yes, he will be in camp.
I do too. And I don't think Brady was only trying to score each time he threw it. Why not score if you can? If teams can stop them and stop them, if not, then shut up and take it. Why would Brady want to just sit there and barely play if he can have so much fun throwing TDs to Moss? It's fun to win. It's fun to score.
Yeah, I know. I saw the Colts do that here a couple years ago when everyone was complaining they were running up the score.
Not
remember
me. We will miss you, Tom. I work with a guy who sounds exactly like you. Exactly.
A douchebag?
And talks the same way you do.
But you know what?
So.
I hope he doesn't look like me.
I think everybody in their life has somebody that Tom reminds them of.
Tom's the first one in my life that reminds me of Tom.
Well, you,
thankfully.
You have a very guarded life. You haven't
very
got
guarded.
Out there.
I know. What guarded life? Just because I don't tell you everything that's going on?
You don't tell us anything.
Okay, so now there's my point.
Yeah.
You come out on the radio and you say something like that. Now everyone's
he came
like,
out on the radio,
what is all
right.
All this stuff that, what is all this stuff that you're not telling
I'll
us?
I'll go with Cali Girl's suggestion. I'll give you a fact that you don't know a day. How's
no,
that?
No.
Okay, so
how's
no
that?
Sex in high school.
So
what else you got?
Don't make that stuff up, Tom.
I didn't make it up.
Well, he had no sex at all. It's not just high school. You know.
Why do you have to turn on me all the time?
I'm not turning
on you. You were the one
on
person on the show I used to be able to count on.
I'm trying to get you to open
me
up.
Me and Fred are trying to help you. See, Andy and Paul, they're trying to bring you down. Fred and I, we're trying to help you, but you won't take any of our advice. You're very bad. That's one of your least endearing qualities. You don't
that
like
I don't listen to you?
No, you don't like to take advice from anybody.
That's not true. That's not true. I take good advice from people who give it. I just haven't heard much of it from this crew.
See, there you go.
We've given you advice. I'm giving you
good advice, Fred. I'm looking for good advice.
Who's the most popular member of this show?
The person who voted for himself 85 times on those polls.
It's me.
That's right.
So you think that you'd want some advice from me on how to get more popular?
No, I told you. I just Cali Girl's suggestion. One new fact a day. I took her suggestion.
Okay.
There you go. Done.
So you're listening to Cali Girl. You should,
Brent from Illinois says, I cannot believe I'm writing this, but boy, Fred, you are a master at emphasizing the right words in an email that show your disdain for Eric, and the underhanded remarks are great. But the best part is you also never really say anything. I also love how you seem surprised when Eric has a comment, and if Eric thinks Rook's show is not in his future, just listen to the words Fred emphasizes when reading about you.
Or when he said you're going to Rook's show last time.
My question is, what would you, Fred, be saying if Brady was in Favre's situation with New England?
I know what he would be saying. He can tell you what his little makeup world, what he would be saying.
I'm telling you, if Brady was in the same position where he was in the end of his career, I would be
just
looking
took
for
him
the
to
future.
The AFC Championship
I'd be
game.
Looking at the future.
Just took him to the AFC Championship game.
Well, look, I love Drew Bledsoe, but when the time was over, I wanted Tom Brady to stay in there.
Right, and he didn't go to the AFC Championship game.
What do you mean?
Favre went to the NFC Championship game. That's the problem.
I told you,
I'm on board with you guys, but that part of the argument from Packers fans who want a Super Bowl right now is a legitimate one. We just went to the NFC Championship game. We had home field in that game with Brett Favre. Now you want us to take a guy we know nothing about and do the same thing when we have Favre right here.
Well, the guy in the first round.
Right, but I'm just saying Packers fans who don't want to let go, that's what their argument would be.
I know, but I can let go. That's why I would be able to say let's move on.
Coming from the guy who wants to rape women because they lost a game last year.
Figuratively. I you know. Let's see. Ken says, shut up, Eric. Men are talking. let's see. Howard.
Look at him. Look at him. You love yourself for this.
I just read the emails.
You
I
love
write
it.
Them,
no,
I don't write
you don't
them.
Have to read those, Fred. You have a choice. You can
either
read
no,
them or
you
not.
Shouldn't say that.
Exactly.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, gee, I didn't notice that.
John writes in, I stand almost alone in Greenwood, South Carolina as a diehard Patriot fan. I've never seen a good call against the Pats, and I don't think they ran up the score last year. I think ESPN and the NFL are attacking the Patriots and Bill Belichick. That being said, not even I would describe the path of destruction described by the knucklehead about how the Patriots, I don't know. I see no need in leaving the teams decimated like a scene from some post-apocalyptic Japanese anime. I do.
So. No disrespect to the Orientals.
And he says, you, sir, disturb me. This is John talking to me, apparently.
Mm. You're not alone there, John.
That said, go Pats and congratulations to Ben Coates, who was from Greenwood, South Carolina. So that was good. So some people are offended by what I said.
Really?
Some people?
There's nothing wrong with that, leaving people in misery. You know?
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
After all
that's not what you said, though.
That's what Tom's doing.
After all they've said about us, embrace the hate and no hate. Go with
it. All that's fine.
Go with it. Revel in it. You know? We're not going to fight it anymore. We can't. No matter what we do, we're not going to get the respect that we deserve.
Just win the games.
Right.
Just win the games, Fred.
When you say no respect, What does that mean?
Hello, you play to win.
Because
the
their favorites is
people
the Super
now
Bowl.
Saying that all the wins that the Patriots had mean nothing because of Spygate.
Where are those?
And
people?
Who cares what if they think that?
Not in New England. I'm talking, you know, the rest of the country.
All right,
let them think it. It's not going to take them away. It's not going to take the trophies away.
Eric gets the vote, says John Howard. I don't know what vote that is.
The vote that Tom offered before for who would you rather hear a cogent football opinion from.
Oh, wow.
Cogent means intellectual. And
I don't know what it means. Neither does half the listeners. That's why they'll vote for me.
You just got one against you.
That's one.
I think you said you'd kill yourself, too, if you got one. Quit?
I already quit.
Well, he already did that. I want him to reenact that scene where he takes a shotgun and blows his brains out and...
Right. I'll tell you what.
Saying how much he hates
come
people.
Draft day, let me know who you want here, me or Eric.
Reed writes in, I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet today, but have you heard about Bills safety Dante Whitner guaranteeing the Bills will make the playoffs? This is so freaking stupid because the Bills are the third best team in the AFC East behind the Pats and Jets. I think Kitna's guarantee is more reasonable because the NFC is weaker and the Bears play in a crappy division. Also, the Bears don't have to play the Pats twice a year.
And he plays for the Lions.
Dante Whitner did guarantee that the Bills will make the playoffs. I don't think that's that far-fetched.
I wouldn't be guaranteeing it if I was on the Bills.
What team played better in the second half last year in the AFC East? You know, other than the Patriots?
I have to be honest with you, Fred, and I wrote this on my new job where I work now. The Bills are the new sexy pick this offseason. Them and the Vikings are the two teams everyone's raving about.
They're like the 49ers.
The bottom
last
line
year.
Is this. The Bills played hard last year with all those injuries, but I still saw them on the field with the Patriots that night. They looked like a high school team. So that they got a long way to go before they're guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like
right.
they play tough. They have some good coaching there, but things going to have to go their way for them to take playoff spots away from teams like Tennessee and Denver,
Cleveland.
And Jackson, better teams.
But what about the statement that they're the third best team in the AFC East? I don't think that they're worse than the Jets or the Dolphins. I think they might be better.
I think them and the Jets are a toss-up now. It's going to be
depending
between those,
on who quarterbacks and all that stuff.
Right, and last year, as this team loves to say, last year was last year. You know, yes, they played well down the stretch last year, but this is going to be a new team coming in. Injuries could take their toll again.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
The world could end
so
tomorrow.
So if you're Dante Whitner and you're on the
There's
Bills,
that analysis that you voted for.
shut up, Tom. If you're Dante Whitner, you shouldn't be making comments like that.
I don't mind it. I really don't mind that kind of stuff. You know?
I just don't like care either way.
No, you should.
John Kitna said for the last 5 years they're going to win 10 games.
Yeah, but
sooner or later he's going to be right, and he's going to say, see, I told you.
Those are the kind of things you say in the locker room to your teammates, to yourselves. You can have that confidence in yourself, but don't go out and say that and make a fool of yourself in public like that. Because if it turns around and they go 3-13, you know, it's going to be
Nobody
like
Nobody will remember he said it.
No, but it'll be like Anthony Smith last year guaranteeing that the Steelers were going to come in here and beat New England.
I'm just saying it's a little different this time because if you say something like this and you end up going 3-13, no one really brings it up. But if you do it before a game and then you lose that game, then all the TV people are in your face like they were with Anthony Smith.
Louis from Tampa, I don't know the reason, but I like Tuesday shows better than Thursdays. what's the definition?
We have more energy on Tuesdays, I think.
What's the definition of a system quarterback? I remember people downgrading Tom Brady because something that – but. You don't see the same argument towards Montana, who played in the system.
You know what a system quarterback is? It's an argument people use when they're trying to go against a quarterback. Like, if you don't like Troy Aikman, you'll say he's a system quarterback. If you don't like Steve Young, you'll say he's a system quarterback. Bottom line, all these quarterbacks are good. Great quarterbacks play in a winning system. So that's all crap to me. You take Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Troy Aikman or Steve Young or any of those guys, you put them on a good team with a decent offense, I don't care what system they're running. Those guys are going to make plays.
Kamani says, don't forget the public executions after we rape and pillage. That's right, I did forget.
I could go for public. I'm one of those people who wants to see that on pay-per-view. I think we should take guys on death row and just like do like Gladiator or something. Put him in there with lions and stuff. Charge. How long do you think that would be before that was sold out? If you could go watch people die like in Gladiator, that would sell out in 3 seconds.
Well, they when
pay per view would smash everything, anything that's ever been on TV.
Back in
the old
Wild West
are.
Days when they used to hang people, that used to be like the big draw. They'd have like the huge crowds come in. They'd have food served. It'd be like a huge event to watch people get hanged.
You know, I was watching a thing on Ted Bundy, my favorite serial killer, and
did you ever finish that book, by the way?
Anyone that has a favorite serial killer.
Oh, I love Bundy. Yeah. But he was on death row for like 10 years. Do we really need to keep him on death row for 10 years? He killed 30 women. How about we take him, we put him in a coliseum with a bunch of lions and tigers with like a sword and see how long he lasts.
Tom, how long does it take you to think these up?
$49.99. If you can get $49.99 for those crappy boxing exhibitions they put on there, you'd be able to clean up on this.
Umberto wants to know, is Junior Seau going to retire?
Hopefully.
We don't know.
I don't think so.
He also wants to know if we're going to sign Ty Law or Lamont Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't think Lamont Jordan. Ty Law could be mid-August thing. Hasn't got an offer somewhere. Yeah. Decides he wants to play, but
Law would be more likely.
It's a long shot.
Lamont Jordan's pretty his health is a huge concern, too, after those injuries.
I don't think they would need him anyway.
Matt from Quincy has a Bledsoe rant. It says, you were talking about Bledsoe, and I was going to write a long email saying that I believe he is one of the most overrated players in the history of the NFL. Not only do I not think he is a Hall of Famer, though he should be in the Pats Hall of Fame, but I don't think he was a very good quarterback.
Very excited to
Never
be
has
Dallas
been
Cowboy.
A bigger case of a player whose numbers belie an average career. As for the Pittsburgh game, where he came in to relieve an injured Brady, he threw one great pass and spent the rest of the game trying to give it away. In fact, if the Pittsburgh player, I think it was either Lee Flowers or Joey Porter, doesn't drop an easy interception, the Pats would probably lose that game.
The Booze? They're saying Drew. They love me everywhere I go.
This last point might piss off some people, and thank God Paul isn't in today. Remember the play where Patrick Pass fumbled the ball because he pulled his hamstring and dropped the ball so he could grab his leg?
Yeah.
Remember how much criticism he took for being soft? Watch the infamous Mo Lewis hit on Bledsoe that helped transform the franchise into what it is today. If you watch closely, as Bledsoe is about to take the hit, he drops the ball to protect himself. The ball was not forced out by Lewis.
Did he
almost
die?
It was already falling to the ground when Lewis hit him.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
I get the fact that he was nearly killed, and that gives him a little leeway.
A little bit.
But I always felt like he got too much credit and not enough blame. He had no heart, and by many accounts, after he was benched, he was not a great teammate, but a total douchebag in the locker room.
I wish Paul was here.
You were horrible.
First of all, one thing you can't say is that Bledsoe wasn't tough. He was tough. All the hits he took throughout his
career.
He
wasn't mobile.
Yeah, he wasn't mobile.
No, he wasn't mobile.
He had to be tough.
Yeah. You know, the play with Mo Lewis, he was out of bounds. I mean, so what if
Yeah, Patrick Pass was in the middle of the field, wasn't he, when that happened?
Yeah, he was running,
you know,
in the middle of
I think Drew probably figured, I'm near the sideline running
right.
out.
No.
If I think you have to have a certain amount of respect for somebody who helped save the franchise.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what you think of him on the field, like you guys, and I learned this from you guys, Fred, from being here, by all accounts, he was one of the people, him and Parcells, basically helped save New England.
Yeah,
that's right.
And keep them here.
Gave us some credibility.
That's a pretty big deal. And he took him to a Super Bowl. No. Maybe you don't love I agree. As far as like overall player, he wasn't a very smart quarterback. He threw into coverage a lot. But he was a good NFL quarterback. We can all agree on that. And he helped save the franchise. I think that gets you a little leeway.
Yeah.
Ken writes in, what the F, Tom? Girls don't like on the internet? All girls lie all the time. Oh, girls don't lie, he meant to say, on the internet. All girls lie all the time. So many internet girls claim to have a fit body and will then be 250 pounds or use pictures that they took in college and they're 30 now. Trust me, girls lie always.
I didn't have that problem. I was banging them on the picnic table up at Lake George.
Oh. And also, Favre, with athletes retiring and then coming back right away, what do you guys think of something like a required one-year sit-out for anyone who officially retires? It has certainly cut out a lot of the BS retirements.
No, what I want is people who say they're retired never to come back. If you say something,
you must hate Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yes, I hate boxers who do that, too. They're the worst. They're
Sugar
the most
Ray was the king of it.
Egregious violators of that thing. If you say you're retired, go away. If you don't want to retire, don't say it.
Let's see. This is from, wow. Somebody really took some time here. This is Rich. He says, I was incredibly bored at work since 90% of my office was closed for the 4th of July week. While listening to your show, I decided to write down the most hilarious or gay quotes from you guys. Mostly this was for Gary's sake, so he could reuse these quotes, but thought you might get a kick out of them too. By the way, apparently Tom has the most of these, and not Andy. Go figure. The best ones are at the bottom. Fred, I'll say the name and then the quote. Fred, we have game today. Tom, I can see him on his belly with a gun. Fred, Eric, you're nursing your meat there. Fred, I'm not going to read it.
I was wondering how long this was going to go.
No, I can't. There's a lot of them. Andy, how does my ass taste? Tom, how Eric's ass looks from behind. Fred, he does have a lengthy thing. Okay. Anyway.
If I was gay, I'd just tell you.
Right.
I could care less.
So Richard took a lot of time, and maybe Gary has done something with those. Who knows?
I guarantee if you're gay, you can hook up on the internet.
Matt from Quincy says, Tommy Ryder. That's funny in a gay porn way. When I was younger, me and my friends used to have a way that we picked out what our porn name would be. It's simple. You take your middle name and the street you grew up on. In my
just
case,
it was
Paul Granite. Yeah. Have at it, men.
Paul Granite. Listen, I don't care about the name. I only care about the money. Care less.
So you are going into porn? Is that really why you're going to Vegas?
I can't for obvious
is
reasons.
Is that why you're growing that little strip under your...
But if I was packing about 6 more inches, I'd be going into porn. I could care less as long as I get money.
So what are your porn names?
Mine would be Steve Ryan.
Would be what?
Steve Ryan.
Steve Ryan.
Your porn name?
Middle name is Steve. Middle name and what was the other half?
The road you grew up on, the street you grew up on.
I don't remember where I grew up.
Tom Cross.
Tom Cross? Okay.
Buck Naked.
Buck Naked? Okay.
Yeah. Where's Naked Street, by the way?
Vegas.
Let's see. Stripper says he's excited about Gerard Mayo. All right. That's a good way to close the show. All right, well, that'll be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will talk to you on Thursday. Andy will be back. Paul won't be. He's still taking his vacation in the North Shore of Massachusetts.
He's going to jump my butt.
And we will have another fact about Eric on the next show.